everyone on people who are on the court play, you're all out of your attacking that. So, we're expecting almost the same thing as what we saw yesterday, with nice clear guys across the area, although those winds are really going to be picking up around the first pitch. They begin calming down and cooling down as we head into the evening. Great amount of baseball overall, go by.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Friday evening baseball at Momentum Bank Ballpark and the debut of our new COPA identity. It's the Corpus Christi Hooks and the Midland Amigos tonight. That'll be the same tomorrow, by the way. We're doing a little double dip here with the Amigos in their debut weekend. New logo, which I think is really cool. It's a new COPA logo. The colors are a deep dark blue and some bright pink. Really, really cool. So the guys are decked out in Amigos uniforms tonight and again tomorrow. Game four of this six-game series, the Rockhounds have taken the first three. And they have been very tough on the Hooks on this season. The Rockhounds are now 6-0 against the Corpus Christi. They won three at Whataburger Field to open the year, that short series, and the first three here. Breeze and burglary last night. The Rockhounds scored five runs, stole five bases, most of them early in the game, and they really helped set the tempo. The Hounds have been just tremendous on the base paths overall. They are now tied for second in all of AA baseball, 40 steals in 43 attempts. And an interesting number, the Hounds have been perfect on the base paths against the Hooks. They are 21 out of 21 stealing bases against Corpus Christi. So, again, now Gregorio Petit, remember, managed the Hooks for 2 years. Very familiar with the Astros organization and then their minor league structure. And I have a feeling that maybe is playing into it a little bit. But the Rockhounds have been good on the bases. Hooks have as well, by the way. Corpus Christi is fifth in all of AA, 37 stolen bases. So these two teams can and have run, that's for sure. Last night's game, by the way, and it was a stat that I really didn't look at until after the ballgame. Jacob Wilson is just having a remarkable start to the season. Remember, he played only briefly last year in his first pro season. Jacob is now on a six-game hit streak. He's on base in seven straight. He is hitting exactly .500 in the six-game hit streak. And in his last 10, he's 17 for 35. That's a tinge under .500, but not much. That's .486. And he has really been a guy who has gotten this ball club going. In each of the first three games of this series, Jacob has led the game off with a base hit a couple of times and two strikes in the count, and he has scored all three times. So he has really been the catalyst for the offense, and he leads the Texas League, does Jacob Wilson, with an astounding .423 average. Now that's 18 games into the season. So obviously this isn't the middle of June, and Jacob has played in 14 games, but he's 22 for 52, and that's .423, and that is pretty doggone remarkable. Give you a couple numbers and get you set for baseball this evening. Again, the Amigos and the Hooks coming up as the Budweiser pregame show continues.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas. Like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B, here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Hounds winning last night by the final score of 5-1, and I think we said on the air that walks were a big part of the ballgame, and I was writing our post-game report and wrap-up and started to kind of lean toward not featuring but including bases on balls right up there with the Breeze and the burglary. There weren't all that many walks in the game. Now, there were 10, and that's a little more than you'd like. The Hounds walked 6, and the Hooks walked 4 in the game. But virtually every walk led to a run scoring or the threat of a run scoring. So bases on ball certainly were a factor last night. Roy Brusilinas was really terrific. There was a delay last night due to the injury to umpire Daniel Blythwaite. By the way, he is still out. I would be surprised if he returns in this series. Sure hope that he will be okay. Concussion concerns after he took a foul ball right on the mask. And again, our very, very best wishes going to Daniel, and hope he is back soon. there was a delay after the injury, and after Roiber went back to the mound, the command really abandoned him a little bit in the fourth inning. He walked four batters in the game, all of them in the fourth, one of them with the bases loaded. But he was outstanding, and now with a 2.11 ERA, near the top of the league is Roiber. Let's take you downstairs now for the First Methodist Choir in our Star Spangled Banner. Spangled Banner performed by the First Methodist Choir. I actually remembered to ask who it was tonight or check on it. Nicely done, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, beautiful blue sky evening. I mentioned the breeze last night, and yep, it is windy again. Not quite as much as last night. For the pitchers, the wind is much more outward, though. Again, it's right to left, and it is blowing out. So it's blowing away from right field. That's part of the good news, but it is blowing pretty strong toward the left field corner. Right-hander Blake Beers goes to the mound for the Rockhounds. Right-hander Tyler Guilfoyle for the Hooks in Game 4 of this set. Series continues tomorrow evening at 7, Sunday afternoon at 1, before all is said and done. Blake Beers has baseball in hand. We'll check the conditions and play some ball right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, Bud, the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
I mentioned the beautiful blue skies. It's a gorgeous, actually gorgeous Friday evening. 85 degrees. The wind, though, is again going to flirt with 20 miles an hour. It's basically pretty steady at least 17, and it is gusting up to 20 plus. By the way, I was laughing just a moment ago. I was thinking to myself, we have new, of course, the Amigos logo, so different uniforms. And I'm thinking, well, gee, I hope we have matching numbers. In other words, if a guy wears 4 in the regular Rockhounds uniform, you'll do the same for the Amigos. I look out on the mound. We hope that's Blake Beers because he ain't wearing number 12. He's wearing number 39. So much for that good thought. Blake will face Tommy Sacco Jr. to lead it off. Shadow already crossing the crossing that is the pitcher's mound. Here's Blake. Here is Tommy Sacco Jr. And the first pitch of this game is a fastball up and away for ball one. As he has now all four games, Tommy Sacco Jr. is the leadoff hitter for the Hooks. Switch hitter batting from the left side against the Hounds right-hander. Blake comes set. Beers with the pitch. Runs it down and in for ball two. 2-0. Kennedy Corona batting in the two spot. He moves to right field in this game. Corona batting second and right. Jacob Melton slides over to center, and he'll bat third. Jacob Melton. Pitch from Beers. That ball is hit high and deep to right field. Going back is Jason Rosario, but he is flat out of room, and that ball is gone. Tommy Sacco turns on that pitch and drives it onto the grass berm in right field. Boy, that thing jumped off the bat. Sacco with his second home run of this season, both of them coming against the Rockhounds. And just that quickly, the Hooks have their first lead, in fact, of this series on the Sacco home run to right field. Got ahead in the count 2-0, and boy, he sat back and just turned on that thing. Solo home run, 1-0. Hooks, top of the first, one batter in. Batter will be Kennedy Corona. Two or three guys in this series that the respective clubs would love to get them going. Backup pitch to the inside edge to Corona, 0-1. Kennedy's certainly one of those. He is 1-for-21 on the season against the Rockhounds. Base hit coming in this series. Swings and sends a high puck foul right side. Brendan Malone giving a great bit of hustle trying to get there. Leans in and he almost caught it. Boy, that ball with the wind came back to the railing of the first base dugout. Brendan leaned over the railing, got the ball in the glove, but could not quite hang on. Terrific effort. When that ball sailed off the bat, you're thinking, well, it's a good effort, but obviously the ball's going to get out of play. But no, sir, that wind pushing it back. And Brennan almost made that catch, a really good effort. 0-2 to Corona, and he takes down and away for a ball, appeal, but did not go. Jordan Brewer will be the first baseman batting cleanup. Jordan Brewer, Colin Barber batting fifth in left field. Colin Barber in left. Quincy Hamilton draws the DH duty. He'll bat sixth. Quincy Hamilton the DH. 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Now Kennedy Corona out on strikes. Blake Beers answers the home run with a strikeout. So, one man down. Here is Jacob Melton, center fielder, left-handed hitter. Bottom third of the order, Chad Stevens again at third base this evening. Stevens is at third. C.J. Stubbs batting eighth behind the plate. C.J. Stubbs doing the catching. And Jeremy Orocho, once again, the second baseman batting ninth, as he has throughout this series. Orocho at second. Jacob Melton, left-handed hitter. We have pitch clock violation would be the guess. Yep, and that will be against Blake Beers. So one ball and no strikes to Melton. Not a guy you want to get behind in the count, that's for sure. He doesn't have a whole bunch of hits against the Hounds. He's 4-for-22, but two of them in this series, and man, they were absolutely swacked. Called strike on the outside, whatever that may be. In other words, he hit them really hard. Takes a strike here. It's 1-1. Jacob at 235 overall on this season. Beers pitch, swung on, popped in the air left side. Wind will push that, I think, toward the seats. Boy, this ball may stay in play. No, just out of the reach of Jack Winkler. Colby Thomas, left fielder, also charging in. Well, a couple of close calls on foul balls. One ball and two strikes. So it's Sacco, Corona, and Melton up top. Brewer, Barber, and Hamilton in the middle of the hooks order. And Stevens, Stubbs, and Orocho will round it out. And Tommy Sacco Jr. already making his presence felt with the solo home run, 1-0 Corpus Christi here in the first. Jacob Melton now ready to go, the third baseman and left fielder for the Hounds back in position. Boy, Colby Thomas, this is interesting. That wind really blowing toward the left field corner, as I mentioned. He is playing more toward the left field bullpen than I can remember, boy, almost ever in this ballpark. A lot of ground to cover over there, swinging a foul away. I am not good at such things as square footage. I like basic arithmetic, but left field is a lot of ground to cover here. So with the wind blowing strong toward that corner, Colby playing well toward the left field corner. There's a big gap in left center field. Pitch to Melton. When he got him, called third strike outside corner. Boy, Jay, you know he didn't like that call. He just kind of flipped the bat. He started to look at the umpire and just turned the other way, probably wise. And just as fate would have it, he has had two of the toughest strike calls, I think, in the entire series, as Jacob Melton. He's out on strike, so it's two down after the solo home run. Here's Jordan Brewer. Plays first pitch, ground ball sharply hit down the third baseline. Fair ball past the diving Jack Winkler. Into the corner it goes. Colby Thomas will go and grab it, but that will be a double for Jordan Brewer, and he jumped on the first pitch he saw. Sent a sharp long one hopper just inside the bag. Jack Winkler went airborne and tried to make the diving stop of the baseball, keep him to a single, but that was down the line into the corner. So it's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Beers here in the top of the first. Solo home run, strikeout, strikeout, double down the line. Colin Barber is the batter, left-handed hitter. Colin at 238, a home run, two driven in. With the hooks, swinging the bats here in the first inning. Pitch up and in for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Offense has been the probably the stumbling block so far for the Hooks. They are hitting 195, and that's 10th in the 10-team league. Swinging that ball hit into right field. Boy, went down and got that. That's going to drive home a run. Barber will make a turn. He'll hold at first base. Run will score. 2-0 Corpus Christi. I'd love to get a second look at that. It was down and away for sure, and Collin just reached down and yanked that thing into right field. So RBI single for Barber, and the Hooks mentioned who have struggled to consistently anyway swing the bats on this season. Three base hits here in the top of the first inning and a 2-0 lead. Going to get a replay on that. Would love to know precisely where that pitch was. Certainly down and away. Here's Quincy Hamilton. He swings and misses. Comes up empty 0-1. Quincy probably winces when he looks at the stat sheet, hitting 087. He missed part of last year due to injury, but also really had a very solid year. Takes a strike on the outside half, and it's 0-2. So to realize he's 4 for his first 46, boy, baseball can be taxing. One on and two down, two runs across. Barber takes the lead. Pitch to Hamilton drops a bit low in the count, one ball and two strikes. Chad Stevens would be next here in the Corpus Christi first inning. Again, left-handed hitter, and boy, Jacob Wilson, he's almost directly behind the back. That's just close, man. He's legal, but not by a bunch. If the bag at second is 12 o'clock high, Jacob Wilson is playing at about 11:56. And again, the third baseman, Jack Winkler, basically playing shortstop right now. The 1-2 pitch, and that's up and in 2-2. That's been pretty well the alignment, and of course it varies a little bit, obviously, hitter to hitter. But for most left-handed hitters, that's how the Hounds will line it up. 2-2 count, stretch and pitch from Blake. Bounced foul into the Hounds dugout. Count stays 2-2. Long first inning for the right-hander out of the University of Michigan. Blake, California native. Went to school in Ann Arbor. Right-hander comes set. One on, two out. 2-2 count, second time. Pitch to Hamilton. Swung on, foul back again. Quincy hanging tough, got down on the count 0-2, but he's hanging in there with a 2-2 count, fouling a couple of pitches away. Blake Beer is making his third appearance. It is his first as a starter. He is a starter. Basically, he has been part of a piggyback with Brady Basso his first three outings. Pitch, swung on and missed. Boy, a little bit of everything in the first inning. He strikes out the side, but gives up two runs on three base hits. So for the first time in this series, Corpus Christi Hooks are on top. We'll go to the bottom half of the first. It's the Hooks 2, and against right-hander Tyler Guilfoyle, the Rockhounds coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you'll experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Jacob Wilson will lead it off for the Rockhounds. Boy, don't blink. He jumps on the first pitch quite often. Not every time, of course. I'll leave the stat right where that is until this at-bat or plate appearance concludes. Jacob leads it off. He's the shortstop. 2-0 Corpus Christi. First pitch, and he takes, and a strike on the inside half from Tyler Guilfoyle, right-hander. Cooper Bowman again will bat number two. He's playing second, batting second. And Colby Thomas batting third again in left field. Pitch to Jacob, ground ball, third baseline. That's a base hit again. He will turn and come for second base. Jacob Wilson, folks, is the real deal. At least it sure looks like it from the broadcast booth. What a series he has had. He is at the leadoff spot. And in each of the four games of this series, he has led off in the bottom of the first inning with a base hit. He has scored in each of the first three. He's in scoring position here. Make it a seven-game hit streak in which he is now hitting .520. And in his last 10 games, he is now hitting precisely .500, 18 for 36. Pitch up high, one off the glove of catcher C.J. Stubbs back to the screen. We'll see what that'll be called. Runner advancing to third. So it'll be a passed ball on Stubbs. Pitch was up, but it clearly clanked off the glove. So a runner at third base and a 1-0 count to Cooper. Well, Cooper's one of the guys the Hounds would really like to get going. He's got great speed, of course. Tremendous base stealer. At the average of 182 in the early going. Pitch to Cooper. Boy, just down and away. I guess two balls, no strikes. That could not have missed by a wide margin. Daniel Susak, need a cleanup batter. He, too, is a guy I'd like to get the bat cranked up a bit. 2-0 pitch. That'll get there. Called strike outside half, 2-1. Daniel behind the plate in the four spot. Brendan Malone will bat fifth at first base. Brendan Malone. Junior Perez is the DH of that sixth. Junior is the designated hitter. Breaking pitch way away from Guilfoyle. Three balls and one strike. Jack Winkler batting seventh at third base. In the seventh spot at the hot corner, Jack Winkler. Denzel Clark back in the eighth spot and is playing center field, so he's batting eighth, playing the eighth position. Had a nice swing of the bat last night. Three balls and one strike, the correct count. Got to get the scoreboard caught up here. 3-1 is the correct count. Cooper Bowman waits. Here's the stretch and pitch. And that's outside ball four. So it doesn't matter. It's ball four anyway, first and third. So Cooper on base. Now is Cooper Bowman running. And in most of the years of the Angels, for that matter, and the Rockhounds era, with the exception of a couple of here and there, of course, they've had individual base stealers who have been very good, and Cooper is that. But this team will run. Now, we will see. Cooper Bowman takes the lead off first. Jacob Wilson on at third. The batter, Colby Thomas. Pitch to Colby, turned into, didn't mean to, fouled it away. 0-1 is the count. Colby at 328. Boy, you know he's had a terrific start to the year. That 328 average includes the series at Northwest Arkansas in which he went 1 for 21. Pitch swung on that ball. It's hit high in the air to left field. That is high. That is deep. Is it enough? It is gone. Sidewalk souvenir. Colby Thomas launches it to the base of Rocky Mountain in left field. Man, and he's hustling around the bases. Three-run score, touch that dish, young man. Rockhounds have a 3-2 lead on Colby's fifth of the year. RBIs 12, 13, and 14. Colby Thomas with a three-run home run. And that got up into the stratosphere. I think we can safely say he has put the miseries of Springdale, Arkansas behind him. Man, it was a pretty swing. Just got to look at it in the replay. So teams are on the board. Here's Daniel Susak, and he lines one into left center field, a base hit. Oh, how good do you think that feels? Daniel was 0 for his last 15 with 8 strikeouts. Jumped on the first pitch he saw, singles to left center field. So the Hounds have their third base hit of this inning and a 3-2 lead. Boy, offense coming front and center here. 5 runs in the first inning. One on and nobody out. And the batter is Brendan Malone. Hounds first baseman takes inside corner called strike 0-1. Brennan at 286. Couple of homers, 8 driven in. Mentioned on base in 15 of his last 16 games. That's everything except opening night. Pitched to Malone well inside. Backed him away a little bit, 1-1. Well, Tyler Guilfoyle came in with a very solid 3.65 ERA, and he's given up 3 runs in the first inning after the Hooks took the 2-0 lead in the top of the first. Pitch to Malone, swing and a miss. A breaking pitch. Had him swinging at the breeze. Count goes a ball and 2 strikes. By the way, the rest of the order did not quite get to it. Jason Rosario batting ninth, playing in the 9 position. Rosario in right field. 1-2, Malone waits. Pitch, got him, called 3rd strike. Outside corner of the knees. Very, very similar location. Other side of the plate in this case to a right-handed hitter, but similar location and elevation, if you will, as the pitch on which Jacob Melton was called out. So, again, if it's a strike all night, then that's A-okay. One on, one out, 3 runs across. Here's Junior Perez. Junior, 204, a home run, 6 driven in, right-handed hitter. Takes a backup pitch that gets there off speed for a called strike, 0-1. So it's Wilson, Bowman, and Thomas. And boy, once again, as they did last night, first 3 guys up scored. Did the same thing last night. Different methodology, but again, all 3 guys touching the dish. Ground ball, left side of the infield. That'll be handled by Stevens. Flips to 2nd base for 1. The relay's got a chance to throw up high. So, Junior, he runs very well anyway. That would have been a tough double play, but that would go 5-4 for the put out at 2nd base. 2 men down and a fielder's choice for Junior Perez. Jack Winkler now, Rocktown's 3rd baseman. So Wilson, Bowman, and Thomas get the hands off to a terrific start. Susak, Malone, and Perez in the middle. And Winkler, Clark, and Rosario will round it out. A good swing of the bat from Daniel Susak, and that's certainly really good to see. He's a very high prospect. Runner goes, pitch is taken down. Here's the throw, Perez, and oh, the throw got into center field. And Junior's going to try to get to 3rd base. Throw by Malone. Melton's got a chance, slot the tag. Up, he beat it. Stolen base compounded by a throwing error. So Junior Perez with the steal. Mike Markham, thank you. I just noticed that on the play, the 5-4 putout. That was not Stevens. Stevens is at 2nd and Orocha was at 3rd. So that was a late switch. That was not the way the lineup card was originally. So a runner at 3rd, 1-0 is the count to Winkler, and a big swing and a foul tip, and the count goes 1-1. So just a defensive switch. Chad Stevens, a guy who can certainly play anywhere in the infield, just outstanding defender, was at shortstop much of the year last year for Corpus Christi, so he's at 2nd base in this one. Orocho slides to 3rd. Breaking pitch, swung on and missed, 1-2 to Jack Winkler. Well, the other guy, Michael, beat me to it, and so did Steve down the hall, but I was about to look because when that play was made, Chad Stevens is a very tall, rangy 3rd baseman, and that's not the case with Jeremy. He's not real short, but he's not as tall as Chad. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-2. So it's a runner at 3rd. There are 2 men down. Stolen base for Junior Perez is his 8th in 10 attempts. And the Hounds are now 41-44 on the base paths. And 22-22 against the Hooks. Amazing pitch just outside. 3-2. Full count. The Hartford Yard Goats had 41 steals as of today. So at least at this moment in time, depending on what the Yard Goats are doing, the Hounds may even be tied for the AA lead. It's outside, ball 4. Jack Winkler draws a walk, and boy, it's been a rough first inning for anybody 60 feet 6 inches from the plate. Batter is Denzel Clark. You look at the guys in the order for the Rockhounds, and again, for the Hooks as well, because they're hitting under 200 as a team. You've got some really talented players. Look at Kennedy Corona hitting 185. Quincy Hamilton is under 100, and you know that's not the way it's going to, not going to stay that way for sure, but some guys who are looking to get things ignited. Pitch to Denzel just inside for a ball, 1-0. Denzel Clark hitting 152. And Daniel Susak busted out of a 0-for-15. What a nice base hit. Denzel had a good swing of the bat last night. Lob toss over to first base. That'll chase Jack Winkler back. Jack is one of the guys on this team who can run. He has 4 steals. So Junior Perez at third. Winkler on at first. Denzel waits. 1 ball, no strikes to count to the tall right-handed hitter. Another throw to first base, and Jack scrambles back. So that's 2 tosses over. Well, Hook sent 6 men to the plate in the first inning. Got a solo home run, a double, and an RBI single. Rockhounds now in their 8th batter up in the first inning. There goes Winkler. Kind of thought he would. Swing and a miss. The throw. Boy, it's close. Did they get him? Nope. He beat the tag. That was close. Throw maybe just a little bit short. Chad Stevens made the good play and a good effort, but stolen base for Jack Winkler. So Hounds with 12 stolen bases in the last 17 innings. 1 ball, 1 strike to count. Denzel waits. 2 runners in scoring position now. Pitch to Denzel, breaking ball away. Count goes 2-1. By the way, those top 5 teams in the end, Corpus is one of them. Each at 82% as a team or better. 3 of them are better than 90%. That's really efficient base running. Pitch up and in for a ball. The count goes 3-1 to the Rockhound center fielder, Denzel Clark. Denzel somehow went out and got himself a deep pink arm sleeve, which really goes well. It's one of the colors in the Amigos logo. Denzel, you're thinking. Here's the 3-1. That's inside, ball 4. Boy, a long first inning for Tyler Guilfoyle. The bases are now loaded. So 3 hits, 3 walks, 3 runs across, and the base is loaded. And catcher C.J. Stubbs is going to go out for a visit. Well, while we're talking about stolen bases, and boy, it's been a long time since really kind of looking up where the Hounds ranked in the Texas League, much less Double-A baseball. The Hartford Yard Goats stealing at a 90% rate, 95% rate. They're 41 out of 43 coming into play today, 95%. They led Double-A. Hounds now are 42 out of 45. Am I cheating them? That's right, 42 out of 45. Came in tied for second in all of Double-A. Pitch to the outside edge. Called strike to Jason Rosario, 0-1. Mississippi Braves have slowed down a little bit over the last few days, but they still have 40 steals, 91%. Rocket City, the Trash Pandas. Goodness gracious. 40 out of 49. And the Hooks are 37 out of 45. That's 82% as a team. 0-1 pitch. Down and away. Next highest total, by the way, on the stolen base board is San Antonio of the Texas League. 31 steals for the Missions. These two ball clubs running a bunch. Hounds stole 5 bases on Wednesday and 5 on Thursday as well. Pitch and a strike to Jason Rosario, 1-2. So the Hounds batting around here in the bottom of the first inning. 3-2 the score with Rockhounds leading the Hooks. 1-2 count to left-handed hitting Jason Rosario. Perez at third, Winkler at second, Clark at first. They all run well. Pitch swung on, line drive, base hit into right center field. That will drive home 1. That will drive home 2. Throw will be cut off, and oh my goodness, maybe in a rundown trying to get back in. Tagged out is Rosario. Now Jason rounded first base a little too wide. And Jordan Brewer retrieved the cutoff throw and tagged him out. But that'll be a 2-run single for Jason Rosario into right center field. Junior Perez came across to score. Jack Winkler came across to score. Denzel Clark will be stranded on the bases. So the Rockhounds put up a 5 spot in the bottom half of the first inning. Well, we played 1 inning. 7 runs on the board. Other than that, not a thing going on here tonight. And apparently it was too much for the computer. It may not, it did this to me last night, and I went through the entire thing today, and I rebooted everything, got everything I thought just fine and dandy, and now the computer is absolutely locked up. That would be the computer, by the way, that is supposed to be playing a commercial right now, but it is obviously not going to do so. At least I don't think so. Oh, my goodness. I love technology. It just doesn't like me much. Give it another try. We'll come back to the second inning in a moment.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Well, everything worked out. I'll take that as a good omen. Top half of the second inning at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Thanks so much for spending part of your Friday evening with us. If you are in the baseball business in the Texas League, and if you are, say, a broadcaster or you work for the team, all you know is it's game four. But for the rest of the planet, it would be Friday. So TGIF to you. Hope your weekend will be a terrific one. If you're here in the Permian Basin, Rockhounds are home tomorrow against the Hooks at 7 with post-game fireworks and Sunday in the afternoon at 1 o'clock. Chad Stevens leads it off and takes over the inside corner 0-1. So Chad, we now know, is at second base in this game. Tall right-handed hitter, Washington State native. Lives in Gig Harbor, Washington. A nice area. Pitch swung on and missed 0-2. Chad at 145 on the season. A little bit better than that against the Hounds. The numbers very similar, as we said, to the way he started last season. Turned it up a little bit in the second half. Pitch on the way, swung on and fouled off. Count stays 0-2. C.J. Stubbs and Jeremy Arocha will follow in the Corpus Christi's second inning. Hooks two runs on three hits with a solo home run from Tommy Sacco. Hounds five runs, four hits, including a three-run homer from Colby Thomas. Pitch down and away. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. For Blake Beers, as mentioned, his fourth appearance, his first as a starter. A swing and a miss and a breaking ball, and he got him. Well, that's four strikeouts for Blake. He's had a little bit of everything in this ballgame. In his first three outings, 12 and two-thirds innings, he's given up 18 hits. Opposition came in hitting just under 350 against him. Walked four, struck out 12, so he's about a strikeout an inning. He's a little bit above that in this one. C.J. Stubbs will stand in. Takes up and in, does the Hooks catcher for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Blake, a year ago, opened the year with Lansing. Pretty well split the season between the Lugnuts and the Rockhounds. Called strike to Stubbs on the outside corner. You got your Lugnuts, you got your Trash Pandas. You got to love baseball. Pitch up high for a ball, and the count goes 2-1. What did we say Hartford is? Oh, yeah, the Yard Goats. And I guess Yard Goats can run really fast. I don't know that I've ever seen one. But those Yard Goats can steal the base. Here's the 2-1. That ball lifted high in the air. And back to second base. Cooper Bowman and Jack. They both give way, and Denzel Clark makes the play. That almost, that looked like they choreographed that. Jacob Wilson and Cooper Bowman were both in position to make the catch, and they were almost bumping into one another. They parted ways like a proverbial baseball Red Sea, and there was Denzel Clark to haul it in. Well, I know they didn't do it on purpose, guys, but that was very entertaining. Two men down. And the batter is Jeremy Arocho. Takes high and away for a ball, 1-0. Jeremy, a solid 286 average, pretty much leads the ball club. Taps that left shoulder with the bat as he waits. Switch hitter, ground ball out toward the right side. Cooper Bowman on two hops, knee high, makes the play, flips to first for the out. And for Blake Beers, what a difference an inning makes. Gave up a couple of runs on three hits in the first, but retires the side in order here in inning number two. So we're bound for the bottom half of the second, and after an inning and a half, it is the Rockhounds 5 and the Corpus Christi Hooks 2.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
He led off the first. He will lead off the second. Jacob Wilson doubled and scored. Well, what a start to this series. Takes just down and away, not by a whole bunch. One ball and no strikes to the Hound shortstop. Fourth game of the series. He has led each of them off with a base hit and has scored. Something getting off the grass berm here. Had a scratch single on an 0-2 pitch, which makes it all the cooler. But that was on Tuesday, and he has now doubled in each of the last top half of the first inning, leading off the game. Had four hits opening night. He's had two hits each of the last two. Swinging a foul away. Count goes one ball, one strike. And did not play a whole lot of baseball at the professional level a year ago after being drafted out of Grand Canyon University. Pitch way inside Jacob. Two balls and one strike. His dad, Jack, was a very good major leaguer, an all-star, in fact, at one time in his career. Whoops, something else getting off the berm. So I don't know what's going on the right field berm, but we need to settle that down a little bit. Got a good bunch of kids on the berm, and I think they're playing. Trying to play a game of their own, and the ball got loose a couple of times. Counted Jacob, two balls and a strike. This reminded me, I had some cool trivia about Jack Wilson. Here's a bouncer foul. Reached for that. And the count goes 2-2. And I was going to include it because it was the anniversary of a kind of a cool occurrence the day after Jacob hit his grand slam against Amarillo. I'll retrieve that to you tomorrow. It's kind of cool. Swing and a foul, straight back, two balls, two strikes. Oh, man, I'm guessing that was a good catch on the carom right there, was it? I missed that one. But, yeah, the crowd, the reaction was pretty instantaneous. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a high pop-up right side playable. First baseman Brewers in foul ground, and he will tuck it away. Will Jordan. So this time Jacob Wilson fouls out to first base. Jacob Wilson's in a horrible slump. He's 0-1 and 1-2 in the game. One man down. The batter is Cooper Bowman. Cooper will walk his first time up, scored a run. Last seven games he's struggled. He's 2 for his last 23. He's driven, or drawn, I should say. Takes a strike at the knees here, 0-1. He has drawn 8 walks, including his first inning walk in that span, so getting on base. At least embellishing it a little bit with the walks. Ground ball to the shortstop on one sharp hop, and the throw is made in time by Sacco. Cooper Bowman sharp bounce out to the shortstop. Two up, two down in the second inning for Colby Thomas. Colby, 3-run home run. His first time up, and boy, it was one of those gorgeous swings. High drive that gives you time to admire it a little bit. Colby didn't, by the way. I should say that. I mean, admire it from the stands of the broadcast booth. He was hustling around the bases. Back pitch to called strike inside edge. So, as did Blake Beers in the top of the second. Tyler Guilfoyle looking for a 1-2-3 inning in the last of the second. Delivers up high for a ball. It's one ball, one strike. Tyler, an eighth-round draft choice of the Astros out of the University of Kentucky, which is home territory for him. He's from Lexington. Backup delivery is sent sharply but foul wide at third base, not by a bunch. But a foul ball, 1-2. Trevor Patience is umpiring at third base. Trevor from Laguna Niguel, California. He is a fill-in umpire. And, in fact, we saw him in Northwest Arkansas during that last series. So, man, he's got to have his bag packed 24-7. 1-2 stretch. Foul back. Count stays a ball and two strikes to Colby. Ball kicks right back out to home plate where home plate umpire and crew chief Austin Snow will handle it. Colby had wide open stance as he sets up. Count is 1-2. Two down in the second. Pitch, and he reached for it, but he fouled it. And then chasing a little bit, but got a piece of that one. Stays 1-2 to the Hounds left fielder. Colby with five stolen bases in the last two games. And he's added a three-run homer. He is really an exciting player, swinging a foul straight back. I mentioned it during the road trip a couple of times. I may have last night, but got a kick out of the fact that, well, it wasn't humorous, of course, to Colby. He was struggling to beat the band in Northwest Arkansas, as virtually all of the Hounds were at the plate. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss, and out on strikes. So both pitchers rebound with a really nice inning. I'll follow that thought up in Colby's next AB. So the teams put seven runs on the board in the first inning combined, and they go six up, six down combined to the bottom half of the inning. You gotta love baseball. After two complete, it's the Rockhounds 5 and Corpus Christi 2.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up. With mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the third inning and the top of the order for Corpus Christi. Tommy Sacco Jr. started this ball game with a solo home run, and first of seven runs scored between the two clubs in the first inning. Switch hitter from the left side. Blake Beers pitch, line drive right side. Base hit just elevated enough to hit it over the glove of Cooper Bowman. So Tommy Sacco is two for two. And the Hooks had a leadoff man on here in the third inning. Base hit number four for Corpus Christi. And the batter is Kennedy Corona. Struck out his first time up. Kennedy moving to right field in this game. Slender right-handed hitter. Got a lot of speed. He's the leading thief in the league. Takes a strike over the inside edge, 0-1. I mean that, of course, in baseball terms. And it is a term of respect in this case. 10 steals in 11 attempts. I've caught off the bag a couple of nights ago and then resulted in a caught stealing ground ball to the third baseman. Jack Winkler picks it, goes to second base for one. Got to hurry. Throw to first. Got him around the horn. Nicely turned double play. Jack Winkler made a really nice play on that. He threw across the body right on the money, and Cooper Bowman with a good relay. Kennedy Corona is flat out fast. And 5-4-3, pardon the grammar, Miss Hilburn, that ain't easy. Nicely turned. And here's Jacob Melton, so the base hit wiped away. Jack had to charge that ball as well, edge of the grass, then that threw back across the body. Pitch called, strike one, knee high outside corner. Jacob Melton in the last couple of games has kind of been the member of the hooks who's been the designated borderline strikes called against guy. The 0-1 pitch, he fouls this one away, and count is 0-2. Jacob Strong, left-handed hitter, second rounder in 2022 out of Oregon State University in Corvallis, Oregon. 0-2 count to the left-handed hitter. Nobody on and two down. Outfield has him slightly the opposite way. Infield plays him to pull. Pitch way outside from Blake. One ball and two strikes. Well, a lot going on in that first inning. Shadow has already crept out all the way to shallow left center, about midway between the infield and the outfield wall. Denzel Clark and Colby Thomas will battle that a little bit. Here's a pitch swung on and missed down in the zone, and Blake Beers with his fifth strikeout of this ballgame. So a leadoff base hit, but it goes by the boards. In our franchise retrospective, tell you two tales of, pretty notable names in our franchise's history.
The 1975 Cubs team that shared a league title featured a young reliever who had turned his career around by developing a split-finger fastball, which virtually no one was using at that time. It was the pitch that would pave his way to Cooperstown. Bruce Sutter was a member of the Cubs here for two seasons, part of 1974 and all of 75 when he helped the Cubs to that shared title, and he was pitching at Wrigley Field for the following year. Bruce posted a 1.96 ERA in 49 games over the two seasons in West Texas, and he went on to earn 300 career saves in the show, pitching for the Cubs, Cardinals, and Braves. He was a World Series champion with St. Louis in 1982 and was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2006. A few years later, a young Cubs pitcher was having a quite different experience here. In his two seasons in West Texas, his ERA was over 5.5. He struck out 117 batters and walked 213. Oh, by the way, he's in Cooperstown, too. Lee Smith figured it out. The big right-hander went on to pitch 18 big league seasons with a 3.03 ERA and a nearly 3-to-1 strikeouts-to-walks ratio. Lee was elected to the Hall in 2019. His 478 saves are third in Major League history, behind only Trevor Hoffman and Mariano Rivera. Oh, very cool sidebar. The first save of Lee Smith's career came here in 1978 as a member of the Midland Cubs.
You know, when you're on a list as a relief pitcher and the only two guys ahead of you on the list are Mariano Rivera and Trevor Hoffman, you're in good company. Daniel Susak leads it off. We go to the bottom half of the third inning, and he takes just off the outside corner. Ball one from right-hander Tyler Guilfoyle. And Lexington, Kentucky is his home, the 24-year-old. Fourth appearance of the year. Off speed pitch, swung on and had Tyler out in front. Foul ball, got a little piece of it, 1-1. Daniel Susak, Brennan Malone, and Junior Perez here in the Hounds' third inning. Rock Hounds 5 and the Hooks 2. Pitch from Guilfoyle, backup pitch is ripped but foul down the left field line. Daniel just got out in front of that a little bit. Well, it's been a frustrating start for Daniel. Not his first double-A experience. He came up in the latter stages of last year. But before the base hit in the first inning, which was sharply hit, 4-for-31, a 129 average. Swings got out in front of this one, pops it up left side of the infield, shortstop. The call and the catch. Jeremy Orocho led the glove, listed, lifted over his head like he was going to make the play. Well, Jeremy, you deked at least one guy here. That would be me. So it was the shortstop, Sacco, who make the play. Pop out to shortstop. Had two pop-ups with very entertaining guys not making the catches. Here's Brennan Malone. Struck out his first time looking in the first inning. Takes right down the middle. Called strike 0-1. Brennan, Rockhound's first baseman. Guilfoyle's pitch, just down and away for a ball, one ball and one strike. Tyler Guilfoyle, an all-star in the Carolina League a year ago. And at the Astros system, pitching for Fayetteville. 1-1 pitch, backup delivery, got there, called strike. Well, that thing moved a bunch. It looked like it was aimed to the hip. It busted all the way to the outside part of the plate. 1-2 the count. A wind-up motion by Guilfoyle. Backup pitch is hit hard to third base. Knocked off the glove of Orocho. Well, I don't know on that one. I think it'll be a base hit. So one hopping, and Orocho trying to backhand the ball just kicked off the glove. But that was sharply hit. So Brennan Malone with an infield single. One on and one man down. Hounds have their fifth base hit of this game. And for Brennan Malone, we talked about his consistency. He is now after, he went 0 for opening night at Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, and he is on base in 15 of his last 16 since, and hitting better than 300 in that stretch. Backup pitcher called strike to Junior Perez, 0-1. Junior reached on a fielder's choice, stole a base, and scored in the first inning. Hounds scored five times in the bottom of the first after the Hooks put up two in the top of the inning. Perez waits, slightly open stance, pitch from Guilfoyle, but just down low. Tyler, kind of an extra look in. That was a really close pitch. Boy, the difference between perfect and ball one is pretty small. 1-1 to Perez. Jack Winkler waiting on deck for the Hounds. One ball, one strike. Guilfoyle's pitch, down and away. Breaking ball, count goes 2-1. And Junior with a home run, six driven in, the stolen base in the first inning. It was his eighth in 10 attempts. Stretch runner goes, but just swung on and missed the throw, and this time going to get him, I think. Yep, out at second base. Well, Brennan Malone running, and the Hounds have been caught stealing for the first time this season against Corpus Christi, and only the fourth time overall, but that throw right on the money. Chad Stevens with the tag. It's a 2-2 count to Junior Perez. Bases are now empty. Well, the Hounds had two thieveries in the first inning. They are denied here in the third. Pitches up and in for a ball. The count goes full now. Three balls, two strikes. So that's not bad. That's 42 out of 46. That's still 91%. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Tyler Guilfoyle comes back and gets out of the inning. No runs on a base hit, no errors, and nobody left on base on the caught stealing. So we played three. We'll give you some totals early on. Head to the top of the fourth at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds 5, Corpus Christi 2.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
Three innings in the books. Boy, a fast start. Tommy Sacco, a leadoff home run, top of the first inning. First guy up. Cooks followed that up with a double by Jordan Brewer, RBI single by Colin Barber for a 2-0 lead. Hounds came back, Jacob Wilson lighting the fuse for the fourth consecutive game, third consecutive leadoff double. And the Hounds went on to score five, three of them on a home run by Colby Thomas. Jordan Brewer leads it off. We go to the fourth, and he takes a called strike, does the Hooks first baseman. After the Colby home run, Daniel Susak got a single. Fielder's choice and a walk to Jack Winkler, and a few more runs scoring. Ground ball to the right side, that'll be handled by the first baseman, Brendan Malone, and there to make the play at first base is Blake Beers, nicely handled. Jordan Brewer bounces out. The play goes 3-1. The other two RBIs, I almost forgot to give him credit on the scorecard. Jason Rosario drove in two runs with a single. Runs four and five in the inning after the three-run home run by Colby Thomas. So it's a 5-2 Hounds lead. Two runs, four hits, and an error for the Hooks. Five runs, five hits, no errors for the Hounds. Colin Barber swings, drives one to right field. If it's fair, it's gone. He got all of that and then some. That is way high, way deep and up and gone. Colin Barber turned on that thing and blasted it. That dropped about maybe 7/8 of the way up the grass berm over the short porch bullpen. That was just a laser. Colin Barber, with his second home run of this season, had an RBI single in the first, and he brings the Hooks within 5-3 with Corpus Christi's second home run of this game. And that'll bring up Quincy Hamilton. So Blake Beers now in 16 innings overall has given up four home runs on this season, two of them in this game, and here's Quincy Hamilton. Pitch down and in for a ball. One ball and no strikes to the left-handed hitter with the Hounds again in that familiar infield realignment. Can't call it a shift. It actually is a shift, but if you say that, it sounds like you've got guys on the other side of the infield from where they are positioned. Down and into Quincy, ball two, 2-0. That was eloquent. Jacob Wilson playing almost right back up the middle, and Jack Winkler is basically the shortstop. Cooper about halfway between the bags at first and second, and Brendan Malone shades the line. Pitch down and away, ball three. So Quincy Hamilton, a 3-0 count. Blake comes set, hands just above the belt, the 3-0 pitch. Nope, inside, ball four. Doesn't walk a lot of batters, that's just his fifth. But that brings a tying run to the plate in the form of Chad Stevens. Hounds have won the first three games of this series. Last couple of nights, Corpus Christi knocking on the door late in the game. The Rockhounds escaping, so they've won the first three of this set. Teams play tomorrow evening at 7, the postgame fireworks. Pitch down low, ball one to Chad Stevens, 5 in a row out of the zone. And 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, our family days, and that'll be the case all through the year, by the way, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. There's some shade at the ballpark. Here's the 1-0. Down and away. Ball two. So Blake all of a sudden, boy, home plate is not on his pitching GPS. Four-pitch walk to Quincy Hamilton and a 2-0 count to Chad Stevens. One on, one out, one in here in the fourth inning. Toss to first base from Blake. He usually throws hard when he throws over, and he did there, but Hamilton getting back in easily. Quincy, pretty good lead at first base. Beers comes set. Stevens waits from the right side. Chad over one of the game. Swings and misses. Good. Pass ball down. Count goes 2-1. Hamilton takes the lead off first base. Brendan Malone holding him on there. He is running. Pitching was up and in for a ball. The throw down to the second base, and not in time. Quincy Hamilton has stolen base. Yeah, both ball clubs running. They didn't do a ton of running in the series at Whataburger Field. Of course, situational consideration, so much part of that. 3-1 here to Chad Stevens. Both teams are running in this series to be sure. Stevens represents the tying run, 3-1 pitch, and that ball hit back up middle. That's a line drive base hit. Going to hold Hamilton at third. He had to hold up. The ball was hit basically in front of him and close enough to the reach of Jacob Wilson that you couldn't take off. But it's first and third now with only one man down, and the Hook's getting something going again here. A single to left center by Chad Stevens. And now here's C.J. Stubbs, but that's going to bring Paul Abbott, Rocktown's pitching coach, out for a visit. Top of the fourth inning, give you our Hilliard Office Solutions Find the Solution. And I will follow it up with some remarkable, not a bunch of them, but just some of the many remarkable stats about a guy. There was a pitcher a long time ago, if you are a baseball historian or as old as I am, Bob Feller. Bullet Bob, he was a tremendous fastball pitcher, Cleveland Indians, a good while back. I believe, boy, I don't know if he pitched in the 30s, 40s and 50s, I think. That's top-of-the-head stuff. Forgive me if it's wrong. Bob Feller had 12 one-hitters, 12 of them. And that was the major league record until, on this date, won't give you the year, but a pitcher tied that record with his 12th one-hitter. Pitched the outside half. Well, there's a pitching coach strike for Paul Abbott, 0-1 to C.J. Stubbs. Comes back with a perfect pitch there. It's Blake. A 43-year-old, in fact, got his 12th one-hitter on this date. Who was he? Here's the 0-1. Runner first goes. Pitch fouled back. Chad Stevens got a good jump, but C.J. Stubbs fouled it off. So our situation is this. The Rockhounds lead 5-3. Tying runs on base. One man down. Fourth inning. Runners are at the corners. And an 0-2 count to C.J. Stubbs. Blake Beers comes set. Stevens was running on the last pitch. And now, what do we have? Pitch clock violation or time? Nope, time is called. Well, that's about as last minute or last second as you see time granted anymore, but time was granted. Stubbs now back in. 0-2 count. Runners their leads. Long set by Beers. Long set this time. Now delivers. Interesting. Pitch swung on. Ground ball out toward shortstop. Flip to second base for one. Cooper's relay. Yes, sir. And out of the inning on the double play. 6-4-3. Well, those two guys have really been good. Playing short and second, respectively. Jacob Wilson and Cooper Bowman. So Blake Beers gives up the home run, but his defense backs him up and he gets out of the inning without any further damage. The inning ending, double play. To the bottom of the fourth, our score of the game, the Hounds 5, the Hooks 3.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class. So we all know that E equals MC squared. But what about F and G? What are they squared? Huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an Optimum Tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit Optimum.com today.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
The Hooks get one in the top of the fourth inning, threaten to do more, but the Rockdowns turn their second double play of this game. And so it'll be a 5-3 game to go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Bottom third of the order for the Hounds, Jack Winkler leads it off, swings and fouls it back. Just heard from our friends at Hilliard Office Solutions. Find the solution. On this date, he tied the great Bob Feller with his 12th one-hitter. Swing and a hard hit ball, left side base hit. Well, that looks good from Jack Winkler. Again, he went, and everybody does. Ups and downs are such a part of this game. We all know that, but Jack is bouncing back after a little mini slump. That was just a line shot base hit, so he has hits now in a couple of games. They say so often this game will keep you humble. Jack Winkler went through a five-game stretch in which he was 11 for 20. That's 550, by the way. And over his last seven since, 2 for 20. Something getting off the berm. Got a whole bunch of kiddos, and the berm is pretty well packed, or not packed, but rather populated, excuse me. Have some folks on the tall berm tonight, too. That's a little unusual. The berm in left field behind the wall is a much steeper climb. I call it Rocky Mountain. Denzel Clark, the batter. He is ready to go. First pitch, down and away for a ball, 1-0. You think about, a one-hitter is obviously just tantalizingly close to a little baseball history, and these two guys each did it 12 times. A bouncing ball foul on an off-speed pitch. Denzel out in front. Count goes 1-1. Well, Bob Feller had the record for a while with 12 one-hitters, and on this date, speaking of great, Nolan Ryan, 43 years of age, threw his 12th one-hitter. Tied Bob Feller, swinging a pop foul out of play. I found an article now, it's a few years old now, but it really doesn't matter. With Nolan, so much of course, his statistics, he will never be caught for walks or strikeouts. He has, 800-some more strikeouts than the next highest total. That's a guy named Randy Johnson. Stunning, just stunning, is the 1-2 Denzel waits. That cut pitch, inside for a ball, 2-2. Base runner is Jack Winkler. Walked, stole a base, and scored in the first, and he's on at first base here. Denzel the batter, Jason Rosario on deck. 5-3 Hounds in the bottom of the fourth inning. Denzel waits, and Jack will draw another throw. The article I found just four little tidbits. Nolan Ryan's career was, of course, great. But so many just little things. Runner goes on a 2-2. That ball hard hit left field toward the corner, and that'll drop in front of the left fielder, Barber. Coming for third is Winkler. It's going to be close. He slides in under the tag. Well, they say out. He came off the bag. Yep, no argument from Gregorio. Good call. Crowd will argue. Gregorio will not, and that tells you all you need to know. So out at third base on a 7-5 putout. Jack got there ahead of the throw and tag, but apparently came off the base. But Denzel Clark with a base hit. And again, he is a significant bat. He is hitting in the eighth spot the last couple of nights, but he's basically the cleanup guy, or was intended to be. He is running. Pitch is swung on and missed. Throw. Got a chance. Slapped the tag. They got him. So the Hounds have been caught twice in this game after being caught only three times all season. Pitch, I believe, missed to Jason Rosario. So, hello, how are you? The hooks after the Hounds stole their first, 23 in a row in the season series. Have now been caught their last two times. Base is empty. Swinging a foul back. So the hooks get the, again, an alert play, by the way, at third base by Orocho. Kept the tag on after Jack slid into the bag, and again, he beat the throw initially, but the pitch is up high for a ball here. It's two balls and one strike, but came off the bag, tagged out, and then the stolen base is denied on the caught stealing. Pitch swung on, fouled back, 2-2 to Jason Rosario. Rattle around in the seats a little bit. So still a 5-3 game. The Rockhounds threaten, but perhaps coming up empty here in the fourth inning. Tyler Guilfoyle looking for the exit sign with a 2-2 count. Base is empty. Delivery to Rosario, fouled back. And that will rattle around. Well, that goes all the way back onto the playing field. That didn't happen very often. Two balls and two strikes. Top of the order, Jacob Wilson would be next here in the fourth inning. Hounds lead by two. It's Rosario, and he sends that one foul left side. Still a two-ball, two-strike count. See if this at-bat extends the inning, or if not, we'll give you some Nolan stuff in the fifth inning. remarkable. 1-2 pitch, way outside, ball three. No, 2-2 is now a 3-2 count, I believe. Is it not? I may have written one down wrong. I've got 3-2. Scoreboard has 2-2. Rosario waits the pitch. Nope, top side. Now it is 3-2. Yep, I wrote one down twice. So three balls, two strikes, now the count. Bases are empty. Two base hits in the inning. But both of them now wiped away. Rosario waits, payoff pitch, and a swing and a miss. So Tyler Guilfoyle, a couple of base hits, but gets some help with his defense. And he gets out of it unscathed. So we'll go to the top half of the fifth inning. And after four, Momentum Bank Ballpark, the Rockhounds 5, the Corpus Christi Hooks 3.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight. And the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Now the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is the coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the fifth, Jeremy Orocho will lead it off, then back up to the top of the order for the Hooks with Tommy Sacco Jr. He's 2-for-2 in this game, and Kennedy Corona will follow in inning number five. We're talking about the great Nolan Ryan on this date. Back in 1990, age 43, threw his 12th one-hitter. An astounding pitcher. All-time leader in walks and strikeouts by a bundle. Will never be caught, I wouldn't think, unless they change the rules. Pitch down low to Orocho for ball one. Bounced out to second base his first time, did Jeremy. Switch hitter. Cheating in at third is Jack Winkler, even with a bag. Cheat him to pull, and boy, a ball hit right down the line, and Brendan Malone is there. So give that one to the coaching staff and the iPad. Orocho bounces out to Brendan Malone, unassisted. Little tidbits from a – now, this is an article that was written in 2019. The writer pointing out in 1987 when he was 40, yeah. Now, that's young in a lot of ways, but not for a big league pitcher. And here's Tommy Sacco Jr., 2-for-2, first pitch swing comes up empty. At age 40, Nolan Ryan led the National League in strikeouts, earned run average, and other things. He posted a whip of 1.14 and got no help. Pitch, boy, a delayed call, but a strike looked pretty good, 0-2. Yeah, he led the league in strikeouts and ERA, a 1.14 whip. He went 8-16 for the Astros. They scored zero or one run in 25% of his starts. That ain't a good way to back up a great pitcher like Nolan Ryan, but that was his season that season, swinging a foul back. One of my absolute all-time favorite players is Edgar Martinez, one of the greatest hitters of all time. He's underrated in some ways, and he's a Hall of Famer. He struck out 17% of the time as a major leaguer. That's ridiculous. Pitch just outside. Boy, Blake Thiers absolutely positively thought he had a strike. Count is a ball and two strikes. Nobody on, one man down in the fifth inning. Set by Blake. Pitch swung on, ground ball, got a chance. Base hit, past the diving Cooper Bowman. Well, Tommy Sacco Jr. with Kennedy coming to the plate. 3-for-3 in this game, including a leadoff home run. That's seven hits for the Hooks. Edgar Martinez, 17% strikeout rate in his outstanding career. Against Nolan Ryan, 53%. I mean, those are two of the best who ever did what they did. Stretch and delivered to Kennedy Corona. Strike at the knees just got there. 0-1 to count. Corona, right-handed hitter. He has struck out and bounced into a 5-4-3 double play. Takes a strike on the outside edge. Pitch there by Beers. That was an off-speed pitch. Just ran over that outside corner. 0-2. Kennedy Corona in 185 does lead the league, as mentioned, in stolen bases as he asked for time here. First guy to swipe 10 bases in the Texas League in 2024. Steps back in, faces an 0-2 count. Short lead for Sacco at first. One man down in the inning. Pitch to Corona. Lifted in the air. Center field. Straight away. Denzel right there and waiting, and he's got it. Fly ball into shallow center field. Check this one out. Now, again, this was going into 2019. That's when this article about Nolan was written, as Jacob Melton will step in. Entering the 2019 season, 354 pitchers in baseball history had struck out 1,183 or more batters. Tell you why that number is significant. 354 guys had done that. That's a lot of strikeouts. Pitch to the back door, called strike 0-1. Nolan Ryan struck out 1,183 different batters. That one's a little tough unless you're looking at it on a piece of paper, but if you are, that is stunning. Throw to first is close, and Sacco dives back in. 354 pitchers ever with 1,183 strikeouts. Nolan struck out that many different batters. Pitch on the way to Melton, bounces that one foul. It's 0-2. In that same year, again, it was going into 2019. CC Sabathia was the active strikeout leader in Major League Baseball going into 2019. And so the writer figured out what he would have to do to catch Nolan. The 0-2 pitch sails just high, 1-2. CC Sabathia to catch Nolan Ryan. This is going into 2019. He was the active leader, career leader. He would have had to strike out 250 batters per season for the next 11 years. Pitch down low for a ball. It's 2-2. Didn't miss by much. I mean, you can fill a good size eighth grade notebook with those kind of notes about Nolan Ryan. And on this date, his 12th ever one hitter, tied the great Bob Feller for most ever. 2-2 stretch. Runner draws a throw. Boy, again, that was close. When Blake throws to first, it is usually, that's business. He's throwing with intent. Sacco looked like Tommy might have been leaning a little bit, but got back to the bag. 2-2 count to Jacob Melton. One on, two out. Fifth inning, 5-3 Hounds. Pitch to Melton outside, ball three. So Sacco will run with the pitch. A guy with a lot of pop at the plate. Left-handed hitter pushes that bat back and forth a couple of times. Melton set to go. So is Blake. Here's the 3-2. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on and lifted high and foul out of play. Off to the left side. Still 3-2. Just a gorgeous evening. There is some wind. It is much more outward than it was last night. We're not getting any of it in the press box. And, boy, we sure were last evening. So it's right to left, foul pole to foul pole, and a little bit outward. And if you can find a cloud in this sky, my friend, you are a pessimist. Because I don't see one. Here's the 3-2. Runner goes again. Pitch is swung on. Popped in the air. Shallow center field. Denzel coming on. Going to have to hurry. Oh, he's got there in plenty of time. The big guy got a really good jump on that. Looked like that might have a chance to just kind of duck snort down, but nope. Denzel makes the catch, and the inning will come to an end. So the Hooks get the third base hit of the ball game from Tommy Sacco Jr., but nothing to go with it, and we are midway through Friday evening baseball. We're at Momentum Bank Ballpark in West Texas. The Hounds lead the Hooks 5-3.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill.
2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rock Hounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
I just pressed the wrong button, but that's okay. We'll give you our numbers halfway through rather than after the fifth inning, which we usually do. That's error broadcaster, but that's all right. Corpus Christi, 3 runs on 7 hits, 1 error, 3-7-1. And for the Rockhounds, it's 5 runs on 7 hits. No errors for the Rockhounds. Hounds have left one man on base, but have had 2 caught stealings, and Jason Rosario was thrown out trying to stretch a single, or actually rounding first base, rather, on a 2-run single, and was thrown out trying to get back to the bag. So the Hounds have left one man on and squandered 3 other base runners. The Hooks have left 3 men on base and have bounced into 2 double plays. So each team basically has squandered either 4 or 5 base runners. Almost all the scoring in the first inning. Hooks got 2, including a Tommy Sacco home run. Hounds got 5 in the bottom half of the first inning, a 3-run homer from Colby Thomas. It was 5-2 after 1. Colin Barber, a home run in the fourth for Corpus Christi. Tyler Guilfoyle faces Jacob Wilson, top of the order, third time around, and Jacob takes down and away for a ball, 1-0. And 1-0 pitch, and that'll get there. Outside corner at the knees, 1 ball, 1 strike. That's been a consistently called area, at least it appears that way from back here. Jacob, 1-for-2, leadoff double starting this game. He takes outside for a ball, 2-1. Well, I don't know how much more you can ask from a leadoff guy. He's reached base in each of the last half of the first innings of all 4 games. Scored every time. Swings and rips one into left center field, a base hit. You know, one of the things about this level of baseball, you'll love to see guys like Jacob Wilson. Again, quality, just a quality person all the way around. He really is. And love watching him play, and the better he plays, the more likely it is that you won't be seeing him for all that long. Boy, for a guy with such not a lot of experience at all at the pro level, and man, he's raised around the game, and well, you can really tell. Leadoff base hit, a bunt attempt by Cooper Bowman. He fouls it off. It's 0-1. Well, he's now 14 for his last 27 over 7 games. In his last 11 games, he's 19 for 38, and that's .500 on the nose over 11 games. It's way outside and back to the screen, and down to second base goes Wilson on the wild pitch. So runner in scoring position. Hounds with nobody out in the inning, and 1-1 count now to Cooper Bowman. Cooper, a walk and a run scored in the first inning, bounced out to shortstop in the second. Long look in from Tyler Guilfoyle. Now he will step away. And down the Corpus bullpen, I believe there is some activity stirring, if not throwing. Somebody's standing in. Yeah, they do have a right-hander warming. Here's the 1-1 pitch, way up and in for a ball. 2 balls and 1 strike. Blake Beers has gone 5 innings. He's given up 3 runs on 7 hits. Defense has certainly helped him out. A couple of key double plays. Here's the 2-1. Swung on, punched toward first base. Handled nicely by Brewer. He'll get to the bag with ease. But that will push Jacob Wilson to third base with 1 down in the inning. And the batter is Colby Thomas. Man, that may be it. Here comes Vincent Blue, who is the acting manager. He hasn't made the call yet, but he might have coming right out of the dugout. In fact, yeah, he sure did. He already made the call. So for Tyler Guilfoyle, he gave up 5 runs, and all in the first inning, he is responsible for the man on base. So 4 1/3 innings for the right-hander. And the Hooks will get another right-hander out of the bullpen. You will inherit a runner at third base with 1 man down, bottom half of the fifth inning, 5-3 Rockhounds. And that, I think, is Cesar Gomez, and yes, it is. So Gomez comes on in the fifth inning. Runner at third and one man down. Gomez's numbers here in just a couple of moments. Get the name on the card. Eight base hits given up by Tyler Guilfoyle. Half of them in that first inning in which the Rockhounds scored five. Make sure I'm correct on the walk total for him. Yeah, he walked three, all of those again in that first inning. And struck out four batters. And Gomez relieves him here. He will face Colby Thomas with Jacob Wilson, the runner at third base and one man down. Gomez on the season has been very good. And, of course, it's all limited duty at this point. But the right-hander with a 2.08 ERA in three appearances. Right about a hit per inning, five hits in four and a third, but he has not walked a batter, struck out three. Opposition hitting 278 against him, which is, I guess, kind of middle of the road, but the whip is low because he doesn't walk anybody. Gomez with a 1.15 walks and hits per innings pitch to the whip. And here's Colby. He is one for two. Feast or famine, three-run home run and a strikeout. Infield in. Wilson leads off third base. Colby waits. Wide open stance. Swings and misses at a breaking ball away. 0-1. Daniel Susak on deck. Hounds 5, Hooks 3. Bottom of the fifth inning. Set by Gomez. Big deep breath. Cesar with the stretch in pitch and that ball. A good fastball down and in. Fouled it away. Did Colby count his 0-2 to the Hounds left fielder? Wheels that bat around a couple of times. He stands back in. Gomez with an 0-2 count. One away. Runner at third. Gomez's pitch. Low and outside. Count goes one ball and two strikes. Throws hard. 95-mile-an-hour fastball. It was a little low and away. Gomez sets. So is Thomas. Right-hander's pitch swung on chopper toward third, and it's gloved by Orocho. Throws to first and got him. Big, high, strong one. Hopper and Orocho leaped up and made that play. Colby Thomas runs really well. That is a tremendous play just to make the catch. Boy, just the absolute peak of that leap. That is tremendous defense. Saves a run. Two men down in the inning. Jeremy Orocho. Marvelous defensive play. Well, that's a work of art. You know, that's just gorgeous. Pitch up high to Daniel Susak, the ball one. Well, if you don't time that leap perfectly, that ball is down the line, and that would have been extra bases. So saves a run immediately and maybe more damage. Pitch to Daniel, fouled away by Susak, one ball and one strike. Daniel one for two. Nice line drive, base hit to left center field in the first inning. That helped the Hounds add to the lead right after the Colby Thomas three-run home run. Pitch by Gomez, fouled away. Again, good strong fastball. Susak a little bit behind it. That was 96, one ball and two strikes. Well, defense has really helped both pitching staffs out in this ball game. Boy, and none more so than that play by Orocho. 1-2 stretch, pitch by Gomez, down and away, and the count goes 2-2. Field entirely in shadows, has been now for a while. Stadium lights just barely taking effect. Good punch on hand tonight. Here's the 2-2 stretch, kick and a pitch. Backup delivery ripped, but foul. And the third base side. Still a 2-2 count to the Rockhounds catcher. And for Daniel, came in hitting 129. Now, remember, he missed some time, so just his ninth game. He was 4 for 31. So that's a really small sample size, but strikeout total was high, so that line drive base hit in the first inning had to be pretty pleasing. Right-handed hitter waits 2-2, and that bounces to the plate, and Jacob Wilson breaks for the plate and scores. That's heads up there. Wild pitch. Run scores, 6-3. Well, I'm telling you, he is, what a catalyst he has been in this series in particular. That run will go to Tyler Guilfoyle. even though the wild pitch was uncorked by Cesar Gomez. So his inherited runner does score on the wild pitch. Base is empty. And a pitch to Daniel Susak. And that is ball four. Ball went back to the screen as well. All sorts of stuff going on there. So Daniel draws a walk. That's the first walk issued by Gomez on the year. On that wild pitch, CJ Stubbs did everything he could. That ball was, it was breaking away. So it bounded toward the first base side. CJ got his body on it, but deflected it. And Jacob gave a look and thought he had time, and he did, and scores the run. Swinging a foul back off Brennan Malone's bat, rather. If you're swinging a glove, that's not going to work. One on, one out, one run in, so that'll close the book on Tyler Guilfoyle, who gave up six runs on eight hits and four and a third. Malone waits, takes. Down low for a ball, one strike. Brennan, one for two. Struck out looking in the first inning, singled in the third, and was caught trying to steal a base. Allen's been caught twice in this game. Here's the 1-1. Pitch to the corner, boy, just down and away. About 90 miles an hour, knee high, but maybe off the outside corner. Might have dropped a little low. Two balls, one strike. So the Hounds now a three-run advantage for the second time in this game. Pitch to Malone, down and away again. Ball three, 3-1. Hounds took a 5-2 lead after one inning. Hooks got the solo home run from Colin Barber in the fourth inning to make it 5-3. Each team denied a run by good defense, and now the Hounds of Frankenstein won. Soft line drive to shortstop and gloved about knee-high by Tommy Sacco Jr. Soft line drive to short, and the inning will come to an end. So we have played five innings of Friday evening baseball. Rockhounds had a run to the lead here in the last half of the fifth. So after five complete, Rockhounds six and the Corpus Christi Hooks three.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable one-, two-, and three-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Ovintiv is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds. As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly, a challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovintiv proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
Middle third of the order for Corpus Christi, top of the sixth inning. Jordan Brewer will lead it off. Blake Beers back to work, stirring in the bullpen behind him. Delivers down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Hounds lead. Of course, it's the Amigos here tonight. If you're watching on MILB TV, that's a lot easier to identify. If you're listening on Rockhounds Radio, when I say Amigos, you wonder if you've got the, you know, you've dialed in incorrectly. But it is the Amigos tonight. Ricky pitch, swung on and missed, 1-1. The COPA program put together by Minor League Baseball. Really well received, I think, all the way across the country. Swinging the ground ball out towards shortstop. Backhanded by Jacob Wilson. Edge of the grass. Sets up, throws, got to hurry and got him. Jacob took just that little extra split second. Brendan Malone, boy, barely kept his foot on the bag. He was watching there, but apparently he did. So the out is recorded, the 6-3 bounce out. Jordan Brewer is retired. He's 1-for-3 with a double and a run. And here is Colin Barber. He's 2-for-2 RBI single in the first inning and a solo home run. And, boy, it was genuine article in the fourth. A line drive, kind of a high line drive that got all the way to the grass berm. Swing that sends one up the middle. Leap by Jacob Wilson. Just missed. Base hit to center field. Boy, so much like that catch that Orocho made on the long bouncer. This was a line drive up the middle. Boy, Jacob timed it as well as he could, but didn't quite have the elevation. That's a base hit to center field. So Colin Barber, 3-for-3. Eighth base hit allowed by Blake Beers. Tommy Sacco Jr., 3-for-3. Colin Barber, 3-for-3, and each has a home run. Here's Quincy Hamilton, 0-for-1 with a walk on a stolen base after striking out in the first, and he takes a called strike, 0-1. Beers looks in, has the sign. Hamilton, a left-handed hitter. Pitch by Blake, swung on, lifted in the air, right center field. Denzel Clark on the move, says he's got it, and he does. Breeze is still anywhere from 15 to 19, blowing right to left. That probably knocked that down a little bit, but Denzel, I think, had that one in his sights all the way anyway. Now Chad Stevens, 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. So last half of the fifth inning, top of the sixth, I beg your pardon. Where I was going with that, in the last of the fifth, Hounds extending the lead back to 3. Pitch high, throw behind the runner. Boy, that was close. Brennan Malone's reaction, which was instantaneous, will tell you he thought they got it. That was really close, and Barber gets back into the bag. 1 ball, no strikes. You can usually, not all the time, of course, but you can usually tell when a reaction is genuine. Pitch to the outside corner is a called strike to Stevens, 1-1 to the right-handed hitting second baseman. I'll guarantee it. Brennan Malone thought the inning was over. 1-1 count. Stevens waits. Pitch swung on. Ground ball. Shortstop. Jacob is there. Underhands to Cooper at second base for the out. The inning will come to an end. 6-4 goes the put out. Well, Blake Pierce has given up 8 base hits, but only 3 runs, and we'll see if that will do it for the evening. That's a 6-inning performance from Blake Pierce. So, middle of the sixth, and oh my goodness, going to tell you about a remarkable little bit of a chapter of our history in this franchise on the mound. Our franchise was born in 1972 as the Midland Cubs. In 75, season number 4, manager Doc Edwards and his team put together what is still the best single season record in franchise history. The Cubs went 81-53, edging Shreveport by just 2 games to win the West Division pennant. Sidebar, Texas League geography was creative in 1975. There were 2 teams based in Louisiana. One, Lafayette, was in the East Division. The other, Shreveport, was in the West. Go figure. There were also no half seasons then, so the Cubs met Lafayette for the league championship. That franchise is now the Tulsa Drillers, and just as Tulsa did here in 2017, the Lafayette Drillers won the first 2 games of a best-of-5 series at what was then Cubs Stadium. After a travel day, the teams are all set to go in Lafayette, but are facing a new mutual adversary, Mother Nature. They spend 2 days watching rainfall before the skies clear just long enough for the teams to play the only playoff doubleheader in league history. The Cubs sweep, and that forces a decisive Game 5. The game was never played. The rains came back and would not relent. Minor league playoffs must be completed within a designated time frame, and time ran out. The Cubs and Drillers shared the 1975 Texas League title. Little did anyone know it would be 2 decades before the franchise's next appearance in the title series and 30 years before the first outright championship would be won. If you're keeping score on the broadcaster, that is my second outright, flat-out, no-doubt error of the night. Played the wrong cut for you. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Jaime Melendez on the pitch, delivers inside to Junior Perez. Actually had a different track in mind in our retrospective. Either sneak that in or just expected that one tomorrow. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-0. So Melendez, this is a piggyback start as the hooks do a lot. Tyler Guilfoyle going into the fifth inning, and then Cesar Gomez will bridge between the two piggyback starters in the game. Woo, up in and back to the screen. Hello, how are you? That'll get your attention. Well, Cesar Gomez goes two-thirds of an inning, but a very costly wild pitch allowing an inherited runner to score as Jacob Wilson came home from third base. Had a walk and a wild pitch. In the Hound sixth inning, Junior Perez, Jack Winkler, and Denzel Clark. 6, 7, and 8. Pitch, no, up and in, ball four. Well, Junior is on base, and again, he's a guy who likes to run. Hounds have two steals and two caught stealings tonight. That's a little unusual. In fact, very unusual. Junior had a steal in the first inning. The batter, Jack Winkler, walked and stole a base in the first as well. Single in the fourth. Hounds 6, Corpus Christi 3. Delivery, and that will get there. Backup pitch for a strike, and it's 0-1. Jack, right-handed hitter. Came in at 291. Pitch from Melendez is up high for a ball, one ball and one strike. Jaime Melendez, 5'11", 215. And the Puebla, Mexico. Right-hander's pitch, swung on a miss, throw behind the runner. It's close. And that time it was Jordan Brewer who thought the pickoff was successful. Count goes one ball and two strikes, two very close plays at first base, one for each catcher. Stretch in the pitch by the right-hander, sails way up high for a ball, and the count goes 2-2, and Denzel Clark on deck. For Melendez, this is his fourth appearance. He has had a struggle of it to start the year. A swing and a miss. Well, not here. He gets Jack Winkler on strikes. Pitch was up and in, just tied him in knots, a swinging strike three, so a walk and a whiff. Then the batter is Denzel Clark. Denzel has walked and singled in this game, one for one. I mean, Melendez making his fourth appearance, his second as the second half of the piggyback start. 8 hits in 7 innings, but he's walked 10 and struck out 1 coming in. Pitch down and away for a ball, so he has now walked 11 and struck out 2. And therein lies the trouble, a whip of 2.57, and basically a hit per inning, which is fine, 8 hits in 7 innings, but the 10 walks bumped that whip way up high. Pitch drops down low for a ball. Count is 2-0. Walked Perez on 4 pitches to start the inning, but then got Jack Winkler on strikes. 2-0 count, sky darkening all around us now, an evening blue-gray, lights taking effect. 2-1 stretch by the right-hander in the pitch. Out there, outside corner. Boy, just out there with good movement, just nip the outside corner. 2-1. From the stretch, Melendez with a pitch. Check swing, he went. Not much doubt about that. And it count now 2-2 to Denzel. One down in the inning, 2-2 count. Clark waits. Runner goes. Dinah thought he would. Swinging a high pop foul out of play, and that'll drift into the seats. Rattles around a little bit, so that'll be a safe souvenir. Again, really good crowd on hand tonight. It's one of the biggest Fridays I can remember in a long while. So tip of the cap to the fans in the stands here tonight. Fireworks tomorrow. Anxious to see the attendance for tonight. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Boy, just down and away. Denzel took that. Didn't miss by much. Full count, so Perez will, in all likelihood, be running. There's one down in the inning, but as aggressive as Gregorio has been, and Perez is a base stealer, he's leaning, he's running. 3-2 pitch to Denzel. Swing and a miss. Stolen base for Junior Perez. But a strikeout for Denzel. So Jaime Melendez has now struck out twice as many batters as he had in the season coming in. For Junior Perez, his second steal of the game, is ninth of the year. Delivery way up and away. Got off the catcher's glove, and Junior's going to move up. But that was high and outside. That's a tough one, but that's like 50-50. He's going to give him the pass ball. That's really a shared deal. The pitch was up and away, but C.J. Stubbs probably should have hauled it in. So it's his second pass ball of the game. And Perez does move to third base. Batter is Jason Rosario. And he takes ball two. Two balls and no strikes. So a walk, two strikeouts, a steal and a pass ball. Runner at third, two out, 6-3 Hounds in the sixth. Rosario with two RBIs in the game takes just outside, 3-0. Jacob Wilson on deck. Jason asking for time. And steps back in. Junior Perez, front of that Amigos jersey, covered in dirt from the base stealing. Pitch well up and away, ball four. So for Melendez, again, walks have really been the issue. He has struck out two batters in this inning, but he's now walked two batters as well. So it's two on, it's two out, and here is Jacob Wilson. He is 2-for-3. He has doubled and scored, fouled out to first, singled and scored in the first, second, and fifth, respectively. An open stance as he sets up, rocks the bat, rocks the body back and forth a little bit. Lob toss over to first base. That ball bounced way short of the bag at first. I don't know quite the intent there by Jaime Melendez, but that will count, of course, as a toss to first to check on the runner. Jacob waits, stretch and pitch by Melendez. Takes strike over the inside corner. Good backup pitch. Got there 0-1. Jacob came into the ballgame at 4:23. He is at 4:36. The 0-1. Swings and fouls that woo into his own dugout. Hello, fellas. 0-2 count. Hope everybody is safe and sound. Boy, that got into the dugout in a hurry. So an 0-2 count. Pushes that bat back and forth a couple of times. Now sets up, low and away the target. Melendez with the 0-2 pitch. Little chopper out towards short. He handled on the run nicely by Sacco. Throws to first for the out. Boy, but again, you know what? Put it in play. 0-2 count. Still has only 8 strikeouts on the season, does Jacob Wilson. Man, he is fun to watch even bouncing out. No runs or hits. No errors and a couple of men are left on base. So we have played 6. Tell you what, let me do this one for you. I'll hit the right button this time. See what you think of this one in our retrospective.
In Major League history, only 31 pitchers have earned 300 or more saves. 5 of them pitched for our franchise. Hall of Famer Lee Smith was here with the Cubs in 1978 and 79. He had some trouble navigating the strike zone back then, but he figured it out, recording 478 saves, third all-time behind guys named Hoffman and Rivera. Troy Percival was drafted by the Angels as a catcher and spent his first pro season behind the dish before moving to the mound. Percy, who pitched for the Angels here in 1992, had 358 career saves, 13th all-time. Roberto Hernandez struggled as a minor league starter before flourishing in the bullpen. Roberto, who was here in 1988 and 89, had 326 saves, the majority of them with the White Sox, 19th all-time. Despite his brilliant career at the University of Texas, there were those who doubted Houston Street would become a successful big league closer. The doubters were wrong. With 324 saves, Houston ranks 20th all-time. When injuries ended Bruce Sutter's career, he famously said, "I'm throwing the ball as hard as ever. It's just not getting there as fast." He was one of the first great closers and, with 300 saves, was inducted into Cooperstown in 2006. How good were these guys? Lee Smith,
Troy Percival, Roberto Hernandez, Houston Street, and Bruce Suter combined for 1,786 saves.
That's a pretty remarkable group, all again from this franchise, from Cubs, Angels, and Rockhounds era, all three of the eras and affiliations in our history. Chase Cohen is on the pitch. Gregorio Petit, you're a mean man. I'm kidding, by the way. This is Chase's birthday, and they're going to make him work. Delivers down and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes to C.J. Stubbs. He'll face 8-9 and 1 in the order here. Stubbs and Orocho. And back to the top for Tommy Sacco Jr., who has been outstanding in this game. Chase turning 27 today. Pitch way up and in. Hello, how are you? Two balls, no strikes. Your birthday was supposed to be a holiday, but no, not in this case. Chase out of the Rockhounds bullpen. The delivery swung on, fouled back. Count goes 2-1. Of course, here for multiple seasons, waiting for an opportunity. So many of the pitching spots at the AAA level taken up by free agents. Chase making his seventh appearance. Big, deep breath from the right-hander. Varies that pace of delivery. Now goes into the motion. I mean, just in time. 2-1 pitch. Just missed up and in. Ball three. In his first six outings, a 1-1 record with a 1.50 ERA. Six innings, five hits, three walks and nine strikeouts. Pitch. Well, there's a base on ball, so C.J. Stubbs reaches. Now, most of the offense in this ballgame coming in the first inning. Hounds led 5-2 after one. Each team has added one run since. And there have been opportunities beyond the runs that have scored, and the Hooks have the leadoff man on here in the stretch inning. Stubbs the base runner, and the batter is Jeremy Orocho. Switch hitting third baseman. Takes up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. And Tommy Sacco Jr. on deck. He's 3-for-3 with a home run in this game. Hooks have eight base hits. Tommy Sacco and Colin Barber have six of them, including two home runs. 1-0 pitch. Well, that's up high, and that's ball two. Chase maybe an extra moment or two here, gathering himself. Orocho bounced out to second baseman Cooper Bowman in inning number two and unassisted to Brennan Malone at first in the fifth. 2-0 stretch. Pitch by Chase. Well, it's high. Ball three. Fairly unusual for Chase Cohen to battle command, but he has a little bit here. Walks the first batter he faces, goes 3-0 now to Orocho. Stretch by the right-hander. Cohen with a pitch, and that'll get there. Called strike 3-1. Orocho taking all the way. And to set the table for the top of the order, Sacco, Corona, and Melton. Three balls, one strike. Chase comes set. 3-1 pitch. Got there. Boy, just got there. Orocho took two and a half pretty good steps to first base. Borderline pitch goes the pitcher's way this time. Count is full, 3-2. Now we'll see if C.J. Stubbs is running here in the full count. Cohen gives him a look over the shoulder. Now comes set. Orocho waits. Full count. Runner dancing. Oh, they got it picked off first base. The throw to Brennan Malone. And now to Jacob Wilson and Chase Cohen. Oh, they didn't get him. He is safe getting back to the bag. Chase just flat missed the tag. And Stubbs got down underneath it and got back to the bag. That is one of my, well, when I say one of my favorite plays, only for this reason. How many guys touch the ball? I see pitcher over to first base goes to the shortstop, then back to the pitcher. And all of that adds up to what in the score sheet? Absolutely nothing. Nothing happened right there. Not a doggone thing. And by the way, that is why there is no such thing as a pickoff caught stealing. Because you got to be out to be picked off. And C.J. Stubbs wasn't out, so he's not picked off. Oh, my goodness. Well, that one got away from the Hounds, and it's just a three-run game pitch, and that is ball four. So it's two men on. Boy, the crowd thought that one got there. So two borderline pitches. One goes Chase's way, and this one goes Orocho's way, and it's two on, nobody out. So now, while it was certainly entertaining, the failed pickoff is The Hounds really let C.J. Stubbs sneak back to the bag at first. Now it's first and second. Nobody out, top of the order. Here's Tommy Sacco. And the Hounds now going to get a conversation on the mound with Cooper Bowman, pitcher Chase Cohen, and catcher Daniel Susak. Jack Winkler will wander in as well, and so will our home plate umpire. By the way, Austin Snow behind home plate, crew chief from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Mickey Smith from Aubrey, Texas at first base, and Trevor Patience is here filling in at third base, Californian from Laguna Niguel. Hope I'm pronouncing that at least close to accurately. And again, we wish Daniel Blythway a very quick return. He took one right in the mask last night, and so he is sidelined for the moment. Pitch down and in to Tommy Sacco Jr. So for Chase Cohen, this is certainly atypical. He's walked the first two batters, and the hooks have the tying run to the plate for the guy who's 3-for-3 with a home run. Takes, boy, just outside, ball two, 2-0. So happy birthday, Chase Cohen. Two walks and a 2-0 count to a dangerous hitter. Comes set, 2-0 pitch. Foul straight back, boy. Sacco had a rip. Fastball right down the middle, and he had a cut at it. And it's two balls and a strike. Kennedy Corona on deck. Jacob Melton in the hole. Sacco started this game, took a 2-0 pitch from Blake Pierce and launched it out of here to right field. Cohen comes set, runners their leads. 2-1 count. Stretch and pitch, and that is down and away, ball three. So it is officially the loneliest spot in the ballpark right now is the pitcher's mound. Tommy Sacco Jr., switch hitter, batting from the left side against the right-hander. Chase with a 3-1 pitch, and that ball is sliced high and foul into an almost pitch-black sky now out of play. So we made the journey fully into night. Haven't mentioned it in a while, but the breeze has actually backed off. Really pleasant. Flags are barely moving now after bristling last night in the first half of this game as well. 3-2 stretch, runners not going, pitches up. High ball four. The bases are loaded. Really unusual for Chase Cohen. I'd imagine Paul Abbott will make a visit, or maybe it's going to be Gregorio. Yeah, it's going to be Gregorio Petit. So, yep, you're going to go to the bullpen. Wow. Well, life has and the game of baseball has a way of being somewhat cruel. Chase Cohen turning 27 today and walks three consecutive batters, comes out of the game. Of course, if you followed the Rockhounds in recent seasons, you know how unusual that is. But he is out of this game, and the Hounds go to the bullpen in the seventh with the bases loaded, nobody out. And the batter will be Kennedy Corona with Jacob Melton on deck. So Austin Briggs will come on. Command has been at times an issue for Austin, and he has no margin for error. So tonight it does not go as planned, as Cohen faces three batters, does not retire any of them, and Austin Briggs on to pitch. On our Astound Broadband road to the show, while Austin warms up, I like this one. This is kind of cool. This is a long time ago, but this was a 17-year-old kid who made his professional debut. He was playing for the Augusta Tourists in the South Atlantic League. Again, 17 years old playing against pros, and he had a home run and a double. Really cool. Now he's 17, and so tough to keep him on the roster, and the Augusta Tourists cut the kid just a couple of days into the season, but if nothing else, his career ended with a home run and a double, except his career, you see, didn't end. That 17-year-old who was cut from the South Atlantic League was in the big leagues by the following year. Now, that in itself would be a cool story. He stayed a while. He stayed for 24 years. And if I told you his career batting average in the big leagues was 366, that could be Among qualifying hitters, only one guy. Ty Cobb, 17-year-old, had a home run and a double and was cut by the South Atlantic League Augusta Tourists. I trust that GM is now, or was then, probably shoveling French fries shortly thereafter, if they had French fries in 1904. Kennedy Corona swing and a miss, and Austin Briggs jumps ahead 0-1 in the count. Toronto 0-3, but the bases are loaded. Nobody down. Three-run game. Austin comes set. Briggs with a leg kick and the pitch. The ball swung on and missed. Quick 0-2 count from Austin. It's a breaking pitch getting an 0-2 count. Corona struck out in the first, bounced into an around to the horn double play in the third. Flew out to shallow center in the fifth. Bases full. Nobody down. 0-2 count. Briggs set. Leg kick and pitch. Ground ball out towards second base. Cooper to Jacob for one. Got to hurry, and they're not going to get him. No throw. Now, Corona really runs well. And Jacob realizing not going to get him. He didn't risk the throw. So Corona, fielder's choice, but it's an RBI fielder's choice. C.J. Stubbs comes across to score. It's 6-4 with one man down. And advancing to third base is Jeremy Orocho. That run, of course, goes to Chase Cohen. And now Jacob Melton, and he is the go-ahead run. And he is capable, very much so, of delivering that. Lefty-lefty matchup. Briggs comes set. Pitch. High strike. Got there 0-1. Jordan Brewer is on deck. Colin Barber, who's been the other big bat for the Hooks, is in the hole. But this guy is a high prospect and very dangerous. 0-3 in the game, but he represents the go-ahead run. 0-1 pitch by Briggs. Big swing and a miss throw behind the runner at third, but getting back in is Orocho. Daniel Susak very aggressive, throwing behind Orocho at third. 0-2 count to Melton. Corona did a nice job, just put the ball in play, ended up avoiding a double play and driving home a run, and did it on an 0-2 pitch. Now Melton with runners at the corners. Wilson shading almost directly up the middle. Pitch, bouncing ball, foul wide of first. Count still 0-2 to the Astros prospect, the Hook center fielder, Jacob Melton. Orocho at third, again Corona on at first, and he runs really well. Austin comes set, 0-2 count, second time, 6-4 Hounds. Pitch on the way from Briggs, bouncing ball out towards second base. Here's Cooper Bowman to Jacob for one, fires back to first base, not going to get him. And again, good speed. Melton beats it out, and that'll be a fielder's choice, and that drives in a run. 6-5 ball game. Well, again, put it in play. Crowd doesn't like it, but there's no argument from the Rockhounds, so another 4-6 ground out. There are two men out in the inning, or fielder's choice more accurately. So it is a 6-5 game. Melton is on at first base. Eighth RBI of the year. Now here's Jordan Brewer. Melton runs. Pitch is taken. Throw by Susak, and I think got him. He's out. Good throw by Daniel Susak. Boy, he's done two or three of those on this season. Good, strong, low throw. Jacob Melton retired trying to steal the base, so the Rockhounds end the threat with, I believe, a 2-4 put out, and the inning will come to an end. But it's a strange one. Two runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. But the Hooks get a couple, and we will go to the bottom half of the seventh inning. Got a little non-Googleable coming up for you. Take me out to the ballgame time with a big bunch on hand. And it's now the Rockhound 6 and the Corpus Christi Hooks 5.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Well, Both ball clubs have been running a bunch, but tonight the defense has responded a little bit. The Hooks have thrown the Hounds out twice. And Daniel Susak throwing out Jacob Melton, and that was a big caught stealing. Would have put the tying run in scoring position. But the Hooks take advantage of three bases on balls. Again, two runs in the inning on no hits, no errors, nobody left. And so to the bottom of the seventh, it's a 6-5 ball game. Be our non-Googleable trivia. So it's kind of cool. Goes back, well, it's modern era, but it goes back a little ways. Cooper Bowman will lead it off. Colby Thomas and Daniel Susak will follow. Jaime Melendez back to work, and the right-hander delivers. Down the middle, called strike 0-1. Working at a pretty brisk pace is Melendez, since coming on, came on in the sixth inning. 0-1 pitch. Tempted, wow, called strike, just got there to Cooper, 0-2. Bowman 0-2, he walked and scored in the first. He's bounced out to short and bounced to first since. Asks for time, and will rewrap the batting gloves. Hounds 6, Hooks 5. O-2 count here to Cooper. Hounds would love to get him on base. He runs well. 0-2 pitch, way up and away for a ball, 1-2. Hitting just 182, he has drawn 11 walks on the season, so that helps him get on base a little more, but 8 steals with an under 200 average. Pitch outside for a ball, 2-2. Again, Melendez has battled command on this season, but he did walk 2 more batters, but struck out 2 in the 6th inning. The 2-2 pitch, swung on it high in the air to shallow left field. Coming on with room is Barber. Collin is there. He's got it for the out. Lazy fly ball to left field. Not much. Well, a little bit of breeze picking up again, but not as strong as it has been. Well, here's the question. He hit 868 home runs in Major League Baseball. The first of them on this date. Who is he? 868 home runs in Major League Baseball. Hit the first of them on this date. Colby Thomas takes. Strike inside edge. 0-1. Melendez wants a new baseball. You know, I remember when baseball gloves were all different shades of brown. That is a sky blue glove that Melendez is wearing. It matches the Corp the Hooks colors, and he throws that one back to the screen. That didn't catch anything except air and screenage. As they said in the movie Major League, nice velocity.
Sounded like it.
Well, that would get your attention if you're Colby Thomas. Here's the 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, but comes back with a good breaking ball away. Count goes 1-2. Little effective wildness there from Jaime Melendez. 1 ball, 2 strikes to Colby Thomas. Daniel Susak waits on deck. 1 ball and 2 strikes and takes a called 3rd strike. And Colby Thomas is out on strike. So Melendez had 1 strikeout. On the season coming in, and he has 3 in this game against a couple of walks. Well, of course, it wasn't the American Major Leagues, but in 22 seasons with the Yomiuri Giants in Japan's Central League, the great hitter Sadaharu Oh hit the first of his 868 home runs on this day. There's Daniel Susak, a swing and a miss, 0-1. If you get a chance, I'm sure you can. Must have been some video of him along the way. Google that. His swing was really pretty. Here's the 0-1. High fly ball right field off Susak's bat. He'll carry a little bit, not a lot, drifting over plenty of room for Corona. He's got it. Well, Melendez, who has struggled on the year, got out of a jam in the 6th inning in a 1-2-3-7th. So that's a really good shutdown inning from the Hooks right-hander. We'll go to the top half of inning number 8. We've got another good one going here tonight. It's a 1-run ball game. Hounds 6 and the Hooks 5.
Fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
Now, the Hounds have won the first three games of this series, but especially the last couple of nights, Hooks have certainly threatened it. The final score last night was 5-1. Again, the Hooks had a couple of opportunities to draw even with one swing, which kind of defines a game that you can certainly define as close. Hounds winning 5-1 last night, 3-1 the previous evening, and 9-5 in the opener. The Hooks took the lead in this one. First batter up, Tommy Sacco, a solo home run. Jordan Brewer doubled. Colin Barber drove him in with the first of his three base hits, and it was 2-0 Hooks after the top of the first. Jacob Wilson lighting the fuse again, a leadoff double in the first inning, fourth consecutive game with a leadoff hit. Cooper Bowman walked, and Colby Thomas took a one of those majestic high drives out high over the wall in left field, a three-run home run. Hounds added another run in the fifth inning. That was the fifth inning. There we go. Kind of Frankenstein one together. And the Hooks have since rallied back and make it a 6-5 ball game. We go to the top half of the eighth inning. Jordan Brewer, first pitch swing, high fly ball, right field toward the line. Long run on the move. Jason Rosario leaps up, and he can't make the play. He overran it a little bit. And that is going to be a triple. Coming to third base, the throw is going to be close. And they have a chance to get it. They got it! He's out! Jordan Brewer is arguing. Vincent Blue is just backing his player up. I don't think he agrees. Jordan Brewer thought he beat it, but he did not. Jason Rosario has a really strong arm. We might get a second look at this. Again, the player argued, but all Vincent Blue, the third base coach and acting manager, did was briefly back up his player. And that will tell you that the call was correct. So Brewer is out trying to get to third. Here's Colin Barber. Swings, fly ball, center field. Denzel drifting over into left center field. He is there, and he will haul it in for the out. So quickly, two down. That'll be a double for Brewer. And then he is thrown out, and that will go, I do believe, 9-4-5. Rosario just missed making the play in the first place. Might have overran it a little bit. And then the throw to third. Again, you always look the litmus test, not so much the player, because he's, of course, got the emotion going, but no argument really from Vincent Blue, the third base coach and acting manager. Quincy Hamilton takes the called strike. It's 0-1. Boy, we have seen Rosario uncork a couple of throws already in the early stages of this season. He got a strong arm. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Hamilton comes up empty, quick 0-2 count here. So two pitches. And the double, and then the flyout, and of course the double followed by the out at third base. Boy, that's a big play in this game. That would have been tying run at third base, nobody out. Pitch down low for a ball, 1-2. Of course, there have been some big swings of the bat, three home runs in this ball game. Hounds have turned a couple of double plays. But that play pretty much as big as any, because that's a great chance to tie or better for the Hooks if he's safe. Pitch to the dirt and bounds back to the screen, 2-2. Quincy Hamilton in the game is 0-2. He has struck out and flown out to center field, sandwiched around a walk and a stolen base. Playing right field in this ballpark has its challenges, and Jason Rosario, of course, is very new to the ballpark. That fence in the short porch cordoning off the bullpen. A swing and a miss and a pitch up and away. And boy, an inning that started with what looked like some serious trouble ends pretty quickly. No runs on one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. So, middle of the eighth inning at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Boy, a tight and a one-run ball game, in fact. And after 7.5, Rockhounds lead the Corpus Christi Hooks by the score of 6-5.
The to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways?
Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Bottom half of the eighth inning. Boy, I don't know about that call at third base. I think Jordan Brewer might have had an argument. Pitch up high for a ball. But just saw it. Of course, only going to get one look on the replay. I think he might have beaten that tag. It was, I must say this, really your classic bang-bang play. Trevor Patience called him out. It was really close. Pitch down and away for a ball. Vincent Blue, who is the acting manager in Joe Thon's stead, is the third base coach. He said something, but he didn't really pursue it, which led me to believe it was the proper call, or at least close enough. But, well, I don't know. Brewer might have had an argument. Called strike to Brendan Malone. So two balls, one strike. Catch you up here. 2-1 the count to Malone. Junior Perez and Jack Winkler the follow in the eighth inning. Activity in the Hounds bullpen. There's a swing and a miss. And Brendan now a 2-2 count. Haven't looked yet, but the guess would be Grant Holman. Grant Holman and Pedro Santos, both closing games for the Hounds. And that is Grant. Ground ball out towards short to his left. Tommy Sacco makes the play in the throw. And one man down, Brendan Malone retired. One away in the last of the eighth. What ball game has had a lot of very close plays and pivotal plays, I think maybe even a better way to say it. Batter is Junior Perez. 0 for 2, fielder's choice, stolen base and a run scored in the first inning. Walked, stole a base, and was stranded in the sixth. 0 for 2. Mr. Jr. is inside from Jaime Melendez for ball 1-1-0. In the Corpus Christi ninth inning, bottom third of the order, Chad Stevens, C.J. Stubbs, and Jeremy Orocho. Pitch up high for a ball, two balls and no strikes. Well, we had one lead change in the game. Game has not been tied. Hounds trailed 2-0 at the bottom of the first, and Colby Thomas hit a three-run homer. Pitch, woo, right over the top of the batting helmet, and Junior will scoot out of the way. Three balls, no strikes. Perez was the first batter Jaime Melendez faced, and he walked him on four pitches. He's 3-0 to him this time. Brings the ball into that blue glove, delivers, and that's a strike in the outside half. Count goes 3-1. One down in the eighth inning. Hounds and Hooks tomorrow evening at 7. Julio Robina will go for Corpus Christi, where he's been good. Here's a swing and a drive by Perez. That ain't coming back. High, deep up and on Rocky Mountain and way gone. Junior Perez sidewalk souvenir to the moon, Alice, to the moon. We have said this kid is strong, and boy, did he get that thing out of here. That almost cleared the grass berm in left field. Touch that dish, young man. Second of the year for Junior Perez, and that was impressive. Fourth home run of this game, two for each team. And that's going to bring Sean Buchanan, the pitching coach, out for a visit. You know, you watch a lot of baseball, and there are moments where ball jumps off a bat, and it's just that very special swing. See where that, yeah, that landed. I just saw the replay. So glad we have that this year. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That ball landing about three-quarters of the way up on the right side of the grass berm in left. That berm is really tall. It's an 18-foot-high wall in left field to begin with, and the berm is behind that. And that landed about three-quarters of the way up. That is a drive. Now Jack Winkler, 7-5 hounds. Pitch from Melendez, didn't mean to. Tapper to first base. Jordan Brewer will handle that for the out. Two men down in the eighth inning, and the Rockhounds now back on top by two. And here comes Vincent Blue, and that will obviously be it for Jaime Melendez. Boy, it's baseball in 2024, isn't it? He's got two out in the bottom of the eighth inning. He's coming out of the game after two and two-thirds. But if the pitch clock or the pitch count is reached, your day is probably done, and it is. So for Melendez, he gives up one hit, but it was a solo home run by Perez. Walked a couple of batters. That's been his speed bump, but he also struck out three. So Melendez's day is done, and we'll see who comes out of the Corpus bullpen. To give you a little something, it was a first in baseball. It was on this date. Now, it's a long time ago, and it's something that for a while became a staple in baseball at a lot of different locations, including at least one, if not two, in the Texas League that I can think of. Jacob DeLavio will come on to pitch. DeLavio, right-hander, tall right-hander, 6'5", 230, out of Kenosha, Wisconsin. Well, on this date, it was at Wrigley Field in Chicago, and to have this particular element at your ballpark, you needed a person to kind of operate it, if you will, so to speak. And the first guy to do it was a guy named Roy Nelson. And he did it before the game. I don't know if he did it during the game, but he entertained the fans in a method that became somewhat popular. Roy Nelson, Wrigley Field. I can remember, and I think they still have a guy doing it at Little Rock, North Little Rock now, the Travelers. That's really kind of, in a lot of ways, especially the old ballpark, a really kind of a throwback franchise in a lot of ways, and they still have that element. I'll tell you what it was that Roy Nelson did on this date in 1941, and the Cubs were the first one to do it. But it didn't last long the first time. Here's Denzel now. Delivery by DeLavio is up high for a ball. When you think about baseball way back, of course, that's the 40s, and on through, I don't know, 70s, 80s, 90s, I think there were still some of these around. The 1-0 pitch. Now we get there. Strike of the knees outside corner. It was the ballpark organ. Organ music. Roy Nelson, Wrigley Field, entertained fans. I'll quote here in a moment from NationalPastime.com. Here's a 1-1. Breaking pitch, swung on and missed. They say, I love this. This writing is really good. Roy Nelson provides the fans with a pregame serenade of classic and soulful tunes. Did they have soulful tunes in 1941? I don't know how soulful Roy was, but anyway, he played the organ on this date. First in a big league ballpark. At the end of the homestand, the Cubs removed the organ, and apparently Roy with it, and didn't bring it back till 1967. Swing and a bouncer right back to the mound, and that's handled by DeLavio, underhands for the out. So I don't know, maybe Roy wasn't all that soulful at all, because they had him play on this date and through the homestand in 1941, and he didn't come back, and the organ didn't come back for 26 years. Either Roy was really good or really bad. I'm not sure which. We go to the top of the ninth. Rockhounds now with a solo home run by Junior Perez. Lead it by the score of 7-5.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy, and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service. We offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Right-hander Grant Holman will come on to try to close the door. This has been a ball game where when teams have gone back and forth. In the ninth inning, it'll be Chad Stevens to lead it off. The Perez home run, pushing the lead back to two. Pitch from Grant, down the middle at the knees for a strike. Boy, a tough pitch, no balls, one strike. Stevens, right-handed hitter, waits. Holman, right-hander, delivers. Well, swung on and missed, breaking pitch away. Count is 0-2. Grant making his sixth appearance. This is his fourth save opportunity. He's closed the first three. Five innings, five hits, one walk, nine strikeouts, and a zero ERA. Holman set, delivers, and a swing and a miss at a high fastball, and Chad Stevens is out on strikes, 95, and he elevated it. Stevens strikes out. The bell will toll one time. Batter is C.J. Stubbs. 0-2. He's flown out to center, bounced into one of two double plays the Hounds have turned, also walked and scored. Two innings for Austin Briggs, one hit, one strikeout. Did have two inherited runners scored, but both on groundouts. Pitch up high, ball one, one ball, no strikes. And Chase Cohen did not retire a batter. He walked three, gives up two runs. On his 27th birthday, that just isn't right. 1-0 stretch, pitched by Grant. That'll get there. Outside corner of the called strike, and it's 1-1. C.J. Stubbs, right-handed hitter. Infield on defense almost straight away for him. Not quite, but almost. 1-1 pitch. High strike, outside edge. Stubbs reacts to that. Thought it was up. And, of course, he's the Hooks catcher, so he should have a pretty good idea. And that did look about as high a strike as we've seen called tonight. Also on the outside half, if indeed it got there. One ball, two strikes. One out, top of the ninth inning. Stretch, kicking pitch by Holman. And that's just low in. Well, Grant thought he had a strikeout, so I think the borderline stuff has officially evened out in this at bat. looked pretty good. So it's 2-2. CJ reacted to the last one, and then Grant, here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him to chase away. Off speed pitch. So Grant Holman, two batters face, two batters whiff. The bell tolls a second time. And here's Jeremy Orocho. Wearing that Amigos uniform, the dark blue body, the lighter blue, that deep royal blue on the sleeves. Pitch right over the heart of the plate with a breaking ball. It's 0-1. Jeremy Orocho, 0-2, two ground outs. He walked in the seventh inning and scored. Left-handed hitter waits, two down to the ninth, pitching away by Holman. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Rocho hasn't asked for time yet. Now he does. And he'll step back in, no balls, two strikes. Nobody on and two out, top of the ninth inning. Grant Holman trying to slam the door. Pitch on the way to Orocho, drops to the dirt, down and away, 1-2. Cubs trying to win for the fourth straight time in this series. And it's unusual, certainly, but this would be seven in a row to start the year over the hooks. And that certainly is a rarity. One ball, two strikes. Holman is set from the belt. Orocho waits. Here's the one ball, two strike pitch down and in ball two. 2-2. Shading a little bit to pull on the right side of the infield. Here's the stretch. Two balls, two strikes. Holman with a pitch. In the air, foul. Giving a long look is Jack Winkler. Going to run out of room by one, two, three rows into the seats. Count stays 2-2. Well, a big bunch here tonight. Terrific crowd on this Friday night. Well, there's folks in every section of the ballpark, and the berm has a pretty good population, and they've seen four home runs, some action. Entertaining ball game. 7-5 the score. Hounds lead. Top of the ninth. Holman, 2-2 stretch. Kick, pitch, and that's fouled back. Do it again. So Jeremy Orocho not going gentle into that good night. He's fouled off a pair of two-strike pitches after getting down 0-2. 2-2 yet again. Holman from the stretch. Grant, leg kick and the pitch. Fouled away again. Well, that was 95, and Jeremy got a piece of it, a little bit behind it, but he fouled it away. Eighth pitch of this plate appearance. 2-2 stretch, two out of the ninth. Pitch from Holman, and that ball fouled away again. Clanks, I think, on the roof. So two balls, two strikes. It was 0-2 to start this at bat or plate appearance. It's now 2-2, and Orocho is about to see the ninth pitch. No, he is battling. He's not ready to go home by any stretch. Two balls, two strikes again. Pitch from Holman, and that's fouled back again. Boy, Jeremy Orocho, and just kind of saying, look, this game may end, but not on my watch. And of course, if he gets on, that brings Tommy Sacco to the plate, and he's homered in this game, and it's a two-run game. 2-2 stretch yet again. Pitch by Holman. That's high. That's ball three. So the count is full. And it will take at least 11 pitches to decide this plate appearance. Here's the 3-2 now. Holman's pitch. No, he walked him. Well, it doesn't matter who you're rooting for, who you like, who you don't like. Tip your cap to Jeremy Orocho. What a plate appearance that was. And I will not make the mistake. It's amazing. Some of the big-time guys I hear say that walk was a good at-bat. No, it wasn't. Pardon the grammar, Miss Hilburn. That ain't an at-bat because he's sure not 0-for-1 there. Wow, did he earn that? That started 0-2 against a guy who's been really, really good in Grand Holman. Now against something getting off the berm. Denzel Clark cleans it up. So Orocho is on base. Tommy Sacco, who started this game with a solo home run, is the tying run at the plate. Two out in the ninth inning. Sacco waits, pitch by Holman. Down low, ball one. Orocho fouled off 5-2 strike pitches. Got down 0-2 and walked on 11 pitches. The 1-0 pitch to Sacco. High ball two. Back-to-back strikeouts for Holman of Chad Stevens on three pitches, in fact, and then C.J. Stubbs, but now it's 2-0 to a very dangerous hitter. 3-for-3 plus a walk for the home run. Pitch to Sacco, high ball, 3-3-0. Grant will step down the down slope of the mound. Now climbs back up, plants that right foot. Three balls, no strikes. Infield shades him solidly up the middle. Pitch to Sacco. He'll take all the way. That's a strike. Just got there. 3-1 outside half of the plate, maybe outside quarter of the plate. 3-1. Switch hitter at the plate, Tommy Sacco, batting from the left side against Holman. Grant set. Short lead to Orocho. 3-1 stretch and pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 3-2. a mid-range fastball. It's only 94, not that mid-range. Threw it hard. So it is full now. 3-2. Orocha will run with the pitch. Brendan Malone will back off him at first base. And Wilson shading as close to right up the middle as you are legally allowed to do. 3-2. Sacco waits. Stretch. Pitch by Holman. And that ball fouled away. Here we go again. This time it's Tommy Sacco fouling one back with two strikes in the count. Three and two, second time. Stretch by the right-hander, full count. Runner goes, pitch, got him! Called third strike, inside corner. Tommy Sacco arguing that. He's somewhat gentlemanly about it, but he didn't care for it. Boy, there have been two or three really tough strikes, high strikes. And I think three of the four went against the hooks, as it turned out. So Grant Holman will strike out the side around the 11-pitch walk by Orocho. And Tommy Sacco has had a great ball game. He is called out on strikes to end it, and it goes in the books. The Rockhounds win it by the score of 7-5, 12 runs in the game, 7 of them in the first inning. And the Rockhounds make it 4 in a row over the hooks in this series, 7 in a row on the season with a 7-5 victory. The guys exchange the high fives. You know who's last on the list, don't you? The last guy, on purpose, he insists on it. Gregorio Petit starts to exchange those five. He thinks if he's at the last of the line, he gets the best high fives. I love the way he thinks. Hounds win it, 7-5. Back with the totals after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Corpus Christi hooks in this game, it's 5 runs on 9 base hits, 1 error, 5-9-1 for Corpus Christi. Rockhounds, 7 runs, also 9 hits. Rockhounds did not commit an error in the ball game. Corpus Christi left 4 men on base. They did have a caught stealing bounced into a couple of double plays. And the Rockhounds will leave 4 men on, but they had a couple of caught stealings. And also a player, as Jason Rosario, was thrown out, taking a big turnaround first base earlier in the ballgame. So each team squandered a base runner or two more than the left on base might tell you. Winning pitcher is Blake Beers. He improves to 2-1 on the season. Does Blake went the first 6 innings. Gave up a couple in the first inning, but really battled back, and he will get the victory. Chase Cohen and Austin Briggs will get holds in this game. And Grant Holman, his fourth save. Boy, it got interesting, but his fourth save in as many opportunities. Tyler Guilfoyle will take the loss. Gave up 5 runs in the first inning, and he is saddled with the defeat in this game. I don't know that we have, nope, don't have the time and attendance yet. Hopefully we'll have that before we sign this one off. The Rockhounds will improve now to 13-6 on the season and have won 4 in a row, coming back from the tough road trip to Springdale, Arkansas. And for the Hooks, boy, it's been a frustrating start, I'm sure, to this 2024 season. Corpus Christi now falls to 5-14 on the season. Couple of highlights from this ball game upcoming. We'll do that when Rockhounds Radio continues and concludes in just a moment from Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds 7, Corpus Christi 5.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB, here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Well, the first inning had a whole big bunch of offense in it. Tommy Sacco led this game off with a solo home run. The Hooks followed with a base hit off the bat, a double by Jordan Brewer. Colin Barber drove him in with an RBI single. It was 2-0 Hooks. The Hounds came back and took the lead in the bottom of the first. Jacob Wilson, for the fourth consecutive game, leads off with a hit and scores. He led off with a double down the left field line. Cooper Bowman walked, and Colby Thomas launched a home run high over the left field wall. Three-run shot gave the Hounds a 3-2 advantage. Jason Rosario's two-run single that ended the first inning, he was then thrown out, took a wide turn around first base, but drove in two before he was thrown out. So that made it a 5-2 game with the Hounds on top. The Hooks came back, made it 5-3 in the fourth inning. Colin Barber lined the ball out of here well under the grass berm in right field. Barber's second home run of the season made it 5-3. The Hounds built it back to 6-3, manufacturing a run. Again, it was Jacob Wilson lighting the fuse with a base hit, and he will eventually score on a wild pitch, and that made it a 6-3 game. The Hooks battled back, got two in the seventh. Chase Cohen, very, very out of character, walked the first three batters, all three batters, in fact, that he faced to load him up. A couple of fielder's choices drove in runs, and the Hooks got within 6-5 before the inning came to an end. The Rockhounds make it 7-5 on a home run by Junior Perez that was absolutely scorched out to deep left field, right, kind of on the edge of the power alley onto the high grass berm in right field. I mean, he got every last ounce of that baseball, Junior's second of the year, and that allowed the Hounds to get an insurance run. Grant Holman struck out the side in the ninth inning, but Jeremy Orocho, boy, did he make it interesting. An 11-pitch walk that began with an 0-2 count. But when all is said and done, Grant closes the door. That's his fourth save. I don't think the box is quite ready yet. I was hoping we could get the attendance for you, and I don't know if Mike might have the attendance. I bet, yeah, he's going to send it to me. This is a really, really good bunch tonight. I mentioned one of the bigger Friday nights, I would think. Let's see. By the way, just got a note that our audio might have been a little low, so I will come in and see if I can work on that a little bit tomorrow. Mike, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yeah, thought it was a good bunch. 5,020. Thank you so much. 2 hours, 31 minutes. That used to be an anomaly, and now it's just absolutely normal. But my goodness, what a great Friday night crowd. 5,020 on hand here tonight. By the way, elsewhere, Texas League, I think they're still battling rain in Springfield, Missouri. They were suspended yesterday with the Arkansas Travelers and the Springfield Cardinals. They completed that game from yesterday. Arkansas defeated Springfield, so the Cardinals are 14-5. The Hounds are 13-6, but they don't think they've been able to start the nightcap of that, so apparently they're still dealing with some weather. Frisco has taken the lead in the bottom of the eighth over Amarillo, 3-2. Frisco trying to stay two games behind the Hounds. San Antonio, it is not a good Friday night at Nelson Wolf Stadium. Wichita 7, San Antonio 1, top of the seventh inning. The Wind Surge out hitting San Antonio 10-1, and the Missions have added three errors. That is not necessarily a pretty night at the ballpark. Well, tomorrow, Julio Urbina, he has been terrific. We saw him a bit last year. He is a really good, solid prospect, certainly for the Astros, and he has been outstanding. Urbina in a couple of starts, 10 innings, just 5 hits, 5 walks, 13 strikeouts, and he will try to be a stopper for the Hooks tomorrow. And he will go against Brady Basso, left-hander for the Rockhounds. It's going to be a good matchup as Brady will get the start. He's 0-1 with a very solid 4.05 ERA. By the way, he's given up 14 hits and 13 and a third. The ERA may be 4, but he has 17 strikeouts and 1 walk. So tomorrow looks like an outstanding pitching matchup. And to our friends in MLB, I will check on volume and levels and all that. I'm sorry I didn't see that earlier in the broadcast, but we'll see if I can come up here and during the day we'll mess around with stuff and see if we can get that squared away. We'll bring you tomorrow's ball game at 6:50. First pitch is 7 o'clock with fireworks to follow the game, as is the case on every Saturday night. Here tonight, by the way, the kiddos are running the bases. That's really cool. And the amigos make their debut. Our new Copa identity, well, amigos, bueno. They win it by the final score of 7-5. Look forward to bringing you Saturday Night Baseball. And until then, for all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hartz at Momentum Bank Ballpark, Hounds make it 4 in a row with a 7-5 win over the Hooks. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhound store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhound Baseball.